Well, ladies and gentlemen, the planned panic, plandemic, panicdemic gets weirder and weirder. I really don't even know what to do other than just air this clip because it's like, how do you even respond? Or is it coincidence? Is it messaging? I don't know. So I'm just going to air it for you. This was an episode of The Dead Zone, or maybe it was a movie. I really don't know. But I believe it was a TV show called The Dead Zone, and an episode was called Plague. And just like you saw The Simpsons and just like you saw other predictive programming putting out the coronavirus or other type words and information back in time, but what we're experiencing now, it's pretty mind-blowing. And so here's another one from Dead Zone, The Plague, and just see if you don't notice some eerie similarities here.
All right, what's going on?
Just let me think about where to start.
Well, he saw something. What is it?
I saw a virus. I think some kind of disease.
A virus? Like what? Like SARS?
I don't know. All I know is that it's highly infectious and maybe fatal. Right now, we could all be infected. If we take this outside, we risk the whole town.
Johnny, how big is this gonna get?
I don't know. We just have to do everything we can to stop this, starting right now, Walt.
He's right. All right, here's what's gonna happen. We need to make sure that everybody that's inside stays inside. I'm gonna get a few deputies on it. We'll call it a lockdown.
Lockdown?
Well, until I come up with something better.
Walt, no. No, you cannot lock the school doors. Walt.
This is for your family's safety.
Will I get sick too?
Maybe we should wear masks. What difference does it make? According to you, we've already been exposed. Let's get one thing straight, Mr. Smith. I'm responding to political pressure.
You have no reason to be scared. Let me ask you something, Amy. Animals. You've been around any animals in the backyard, even, let's say, a skunk, a raccoon? I'm going to swab the inside of your mouth with this little Q-tip. Trying to get a handle on this animal. Damn efficient airborne transmission. Blood tests and swabs aren't telling us much. We know it acts like a virus. It causes high fever and respiratory distress. Tracking and treating a mysterious outbreak like this would take the CDC months.
We better get started then. For anyone who hasn't been exposed already needs to wear a mask.
China. Isn't that where flu viruses come from?
Yeah. A lot of viruses come from there.
International flight to China?
That's no coincidence. Whatever it is, it originated in China.
Oh, my God.
Time is not on our side.
It's like looking for a needle in a needle stack.
We have ruled out all the usual suspects. Influenza, SARS, bacterial pneumonia.
How long is it going to take?
Well, it took 34 days to isolate the coronavirus that caused SARS, and that's fast.
I'm authorizing a quarantine on everyone who's come in contact with a symptomatic person.
There's got to be something I can do.
And the enzyme, this virus,
the chloroquine,
they reduce.
So the chloroquine.
The malaria.
So the chloroquine.
The chloroquine. The chloroquine.
This is it. This is your virus.
I'm sorry, but there's no cure for that. Chloroquine, that's an anti-malarial drug.
No. Listen, it suppresses the enzymes.
I mean, how is it possible, right? Could it really
back, you damn fool.
Be a coincidence?
What happened?
We started everyone on chloroquine, stopped the thing dead in its tracks. Now, the CDC would have figured it out eventually.
I mean, folks, what are the odds of that?
When one studies history and human nature, you learn very quickly that rugged individualism and people that think for themselves build free societies, innovate, do amazing things. But those that love to grovel, those that love to be subservient, those that love to comply and think that it's a virtue, they create stagnation, corruption, tyranny, and then finally collapse. And the world is now being tested. And we're seeing lots of dutiful individuals who've complied and submitted their whole lives, believing if they just submit now in a bigger way, somehow they'll create a heavenly future. But the technocrats running the global system are oppressive and anti-human and are psychotic and are building an anti-human future. Submission to them is like tying a big boulder on your neck and throwing it into the ocean.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live on this Tuesday, May 5th, 2020. It's the InfoWars War Room is raw. Live at band.video, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Coming up today, I do have some news, but a light news day. I do have Tom Papert joining me in the second hour. And we may be joined by a familiar special guest from yesterday at the top of the third hour as well. We'll see if we'll be so lucky. But I want to take a lot of phone calls today as well, because I'm not really, it's weird measuring the coronavirus response now politically, because it really has now come down to political lines. And it's odd because you have Republicans saying it's time to reopen, Democrats saying, no, we can never reopen. And then the media is kind of a mixed bag. You still have kind of conservatives that are still kind of living in fear. They still kind of want to be part of the hype, and they still kind of are selling you the coronavirus. And then liberal media is just like full on board. Like, they're selling you the corona. It's like total. And then, of course, you know, we've had InfoWars and Gateway Pundit and others being National File and others being the tip of the spear, the cutting edge, saying, hey, look, it's time to reopen. It's time to get back out. You don't have anything to be afraid of. And so, as usual, that's where things are going. But you have other developments now that really show you the real agenda, which we've already seen it, folks. We've seen the universal everything, the income, the healthcare, the lockdown. I mean, but you could say, oh, that's a responsive measure. Okay. Well, now that we've taken the responsive measure, but we have all the facts, we should be taking new responsive measures. We're not. Instead, we're doubling down on the bad data. We're doubling down on the models that were wrong, the false predictions. So now when you see that line being drawn politically with all the Democrats telling you, no, you can't go back out, and the liberal media saying, how dare you even think about going back out, and already blaming Trump for deaths that haven't even happened yet. And then, you know, I should have opened the show with this because this was so amazing. I got distracted. You know, Rob Dew put this together, and I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to air clip one right now because, again, folks, when you saw the initial response, you could say, okay, these are reactive, responsive measures. We won't get too conspiratorial. Fair enough. But it's no longer, we're way beyond that. We're weeks and really even a month beyond, quote unquote, responsive measures. This is now full on tyranny. And I was even thinking, because I don't want to be pessimistic here. I don't want this to be a pessimistic message, because it's not. When you really think about all of it, we're still doing quite well. We got to deal with the treasonous actors and hang them dead. And we need to reopen, get the economy back booming again. But, you know, when you think about the debt and all that stuff, you know, it was all fiat fake to begin with. Is it good? No. But is it really a pressing issue right now? It doesn't have to be. The pressing issue is we have to reopen the economy. The pressing issue is what's going to happen if we continue this fake quarantine, which is just tyranny, slavery. When people go back outside and then they say, oh, there's going to be a second wave. Well, yeah, you're not going to have an immune system built up. So you go back to school, you get back on a bus, you get back on an airplane, your immune system is in shock now, and you're sick. And then they're going to say, see, we have to keep things locked down forever. And that's what Bill Gates is now saying, we have to have the economic collapse. It doesn't matter. We're saving lives. Oh, well, easy for him to say with his billions of dollars and the billions of dollars he's going to make with the vaccine and the new models with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and his little friends that have the testing kits. Oh, yeah. But the good news is America is seeing all of it. And so we need, and of course, we're totally banned. So now this is on you. It's on you to get this message out. I get it, folks. A lot of people are still afraid. They don't want to share something with an InfoWars, you know, link or an icon. They're afraid they'll get banned or ridiculed. This video, totally neutral. I mean, it just, it kills the coronavirus hysteria, and it should bring us back to earth. And that is the fact that, yes, and now we should start asking some new questions. The coronavirus ends up being a political boondoggle, enriching the politically connected and well connected to the medical industry. And here's the ultimate proof.
You're saying there is a massive pressure to artificially inflate the number of COVID-19 cases.
Yeah, I have directly been told to, if a patient has fever and cough or anything similar, to put this COVID-like diagnosis on the chart.
Right now, Medicare has determined that if you have a COVID-19 admission to the hospital, you'll get paid $13,000. If that COVID-19 patient goes on a ventilator, you get $39,000, three times as much. Nobody can tell me after 35 years in the world of medicine that sometimes those kinds of things impact on what we do.
What proof would you have that you could show that you have been pressured to inflate the number of COVID-19 cases?
So I have an email from my medical director, and I'm going to cover her name because I really like her, actually. And she's kind of between a rock and a hard place, just like me. But I have my email right here. It's to all the providers in the ER, and it states what codes we need to put. And it specifically says this can help cover the hospital ER bills. So we want to make sure we code them correctly.
The actual cause of death was not COVID, but it's being reported as one of the disease processes and being added to the death list when they died from COPD. They had COVID. COVID didn't kill them. 25 years of tobacco use killed them.
There is funding available for patients who are uninsured or underinsured who pursue care for possible or diagnosed COVID-19. This can help cover hospital slash ER bills, so we want to make sure we code them correctly. As you may know, a special exemption has been made to allow for a presumptive or suspected COVID-19 diagnosis.
Honesty is my core, and I think it's important that everybody knows the facts. And what us hospitals are going through right now, we're going through low volumes and, you know, inflating or embellishing a little bit on the charts, just so we get funded, because this
putting COVID on a lot of death certificates, because people that are going to their hospital, any kind of respiratory distress, respiratory problems, pneumonia, the flu-like symptoms lead into the COVID-19.
To be honest with you, all of the death certificates, they're writing COVID on all of the death certificates, whether they had a positive test, whether they didn't. So I think, you know, again, this is my personal opinion. I think, like the mayor in our city, they're looking for federal funding, and the more they put COVID on a death certificate, the more they can ask for federal funds. So I think it's political.
To me, all you're doing is you're padding statistics. You know, you're putting people on that have COVID-19. If they didn't have it, you're making the death rate for New York City a lot higher than it should be.
I had one that was autopsied because the sister was furious. And I don't know who the Supreme Court justice is, but the Supreme Court justice was related to this family. And because I know my sister didn't die of COVID-19, she said she had Alzheimer's and they didn't suction her. You have to suction because they forget how to swallow. And right away they put down COVID-19 on her death certificate, and this Supreme Court justice, whoever it is, contacted the hospital. They did an independent autopsy. Bingo, no COVID-19.
All right, so here's the deal. There's a big response I need to have to that to break down some underlying issues here. to make more sense of it. And I'm going to do that on the other side. But here's also what I've decided to do, because people always send me messages. Where's that video? So from now on, when we have powerful videos like that, I'm going to upload them to the War Room page. So if you're just looking for some of the videos, I'm going to upload that video. It's going to be called COVID Payday Exposed. It's going to be on the Bandot video page at War Room, on the War Room channel page. I'm going to upload the predictive programming from the TV show. We'll put that up there too. So you can go get these videos, download them, and share them.
The lockdown is permanent dictatorship. The lockdown is designed to have the public accept their basic rights being suspended in a global medical tyranny led by the WHO and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in full control. Many will submit through fear. Others will be bought off. But in the end, the globalists admit they're building a post-human world. And now that we're inside the cage, it's going to move very, very quickly into its end game. Submission to this is a form of living death and committing the next generation and our own generation to a living hell that cannot be imagined until you're actually experiencing this. This is your dignity, your soul, your future being torn inside out. This is a scientific dictatorship taking full control of humanity for its own selfish, disgusting power trip. Well, communist China wouldn't sign on to the carbon taxes that would cut their energy use by half. And the United States wouldn't sign on to it. So guess what happened? Along came COVID-19, and Bill Gates is celebrating, saying it's already cut your carbon footprint by half. And that means you're going to be poor now and under his control. And of course, with the medical tyranny comes the forced inoculations, a ink microchip that comes with the vaccine, and so much more. And Bill Gates admits that 700,000 people will get sick and die from it. So remember, folks, they're coming to hurt you and your family and destroy your basic rights. The same left that says kill babies all day long, women own their bodies, now say you don't own your body, and they're coming to forcibly inoculate you. And if you don't submit, you can't buy or sell or leave your home. Mark the beast. Oh, and guess what? Jeffrey Epstein and all these people hang out together with Bill Gates and are a bunch of dirty devil worshipers in your face. They hate you and your family. I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out. It smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Yeah, it's happening. folks, because here's the deal. I'm just going to be honest. I'm constantly trying to find ways to be the most effective. In fact, I was just having a meeting in the break with a crew about a project we just decided to launch. And I'm sitting here racking my brain. How can this be the most effective? Because normally we would do something like this and we would invest all this time and I wouldn't even have to think, is this going to be worth it? Because we'd put it on YouTube and Facebook and everything and get a million views overnight. Well, we don't have that luxury anymore. So now I have to think about how I can be more efficient and how I can get messages out. So it's like, we put up the full show at band.video every day. We put up most of the segments. In fact, I'm going to scold the crew right now. We didn't put up yesterday's Telegram on the band.video channel. We're doing that from now on. So let's take that note. Telegram video goes on the band.video channel. You guys got that? Let's make that happen with that title. And so I'm constantly trying to find ways because the truth is the biggest audience for this show is now live. And most people going to band.video just want to watch the live stream. And if they are going to the segments, they're sharing them. But it's not as much of a download, archive, and then share thing. Well, if I put up more just generic videos that I play, like the cut that we put up of the COVID Payday Exposed, that's going up on War Room. That cut from the television show predicting the coronavirus almost perfectly, that's going to go up there. Because I just want people to go to band.video. I want you to utilize this tool. Because here's the thing. It's going to become a necessity in probably about 2 to 3 months. And I want us to be in full impact mode, full operating procedures. And I want you to know how to use it to the maximum ability and the maximum effectiveness so that when this total censorship hits and you can't even upload a video on anywhere anymore, you'll be like, okay, band.video. I already know how to use it. I already have the links. I already know how to download the videos. I already know how to share them. I know it. I already know all the different pages and all the different channels. So that's what we're going to do. But like, for example, like I said, it used to be we do a great project and get a million views on YouTube, no problem. But now I have to kind of remeasure. And it's like, we got this great idea we're going to do. It's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of work from the crew. We're going to put a lot of elements together. And it's like, I don't even know if it's going to do well because we get banned everywhere. But that's where you come in. Sharing the links, spreading band.video, going to band.video, checking the pages every day, checking the War Room pages every day, checking the links, click the videos you want to share. So just remember band.video as a tool for information, sharing information, links, and videos, because it's going to be number one soon. I mean, you can already take a look at some of the great reporters that are on band.video. They get more hits on band.video than YouTube, the ones that haven't been banned yet. And I'm kind of going off task, but I can bring it back home because here's the thing. I'm sitting here racking my brain as I literally give the crew, like the crew comes in every day with 100 duties and they know they're going to leave with 101 duties because I'm probably going to give them something else to do. And then like in the back of my mind, I'm thinking about all this other stuff and I just feel bad. But the good news is we have the crew to do it. Thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And so please shop at InfoWarsStore.com so we can continue to have this great crew. We could not do the stuff we do here on the War Room with all the unique stuff that we do and the surprises and the fun and the breaking information and the news. I mean, the guests come on and they talk about a story. The crew pulls up the news and they're like, holy smokes, how did you guys do that? It's like magic around here. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, fill our gas tanks so that we can continue to have this great crew. We can continue to have all these live broadcasts. We can continue to build other sites. We can continue to stream at band.video. It's all thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. I mean, where do I begin? Well, I mean, hand sanitizer shortages. I had these Axios polls talking about hand sanitizer. It's like 80% of Americans can't get hand sanitizer. I forget the exact number. And I'm just like, it's like the same thing with like toilet paper. It's like, wow. And then you have people hoarding toilet paper, hoarding hand sanitizer. Well, we're not doing any of that, but we are selling hand sanitizer. Guys, pull up the new hand sanitizer. I believe we have it at a deep discount right now as well. So it's like, oh, you know, we could be selling hand sanitizer for double and we could be promoting it. Oh, wait, they don't allow us to do digital ads. I forgot. I mean, seriously, we should be able to sue for $1 million because think about it. Shortage of hand sanitizer. Who is selling hand sanitizer in mass right now? Who has a stockpile of hand sanitizer that they're selling as just a normal product release? Infowarsstore.com, Emmerich's Essentials hand sanitizer. So we could go and get the Google ads or whatever and plug that in and people searching for hand sanitizer everywhere, and we would be number one. We would be number one, and we would sell millions of dollars of hand sanitizer. But see, we're not allowed to do that. But that's okay. Because thanks to this audience, thanks to you supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com, we still do everything we're not allowed to do. We still do everything they don't want us to do. So yeah, hey, there's a shortage of hand sanitizer. Go to the average store. They'll tell you can only buy one if they even have any. Well, we're selling the 3-pack of hand sanitizer 50% off. So it's like, hey, there's an emergency food shortage. Okay, we're going to sell our emergency food at InfoWarsStore.com 50% off. Hey, there's a hand sanitizer shortage. Okay, we're going to sell our hand sanitizer at InfoWarsStore for 50% off. That's how we roll. Because we need you. So we can't thank you enough for your support at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off Emmerich's Essentials Organic Hand Sanitizer Combo. Already nothing but 5-star reviews. I've already got, I've got it in my car, in my bathroom. I mean, it's just great. With the aerosol spray, it's not icky and goopy, and it's just, it works, folks. It's the great hand sanitizer at InfoWarsStore.com, Emmerich's Essentials hand sanitizer. Now, I'm going to get some of this news. I'm going to open up the phone lines. We probably will have our special guest in studio. And I didn't even really take the time to respond to that video I played in the last segment. But here's what it comes down to. And I think there's going to need to be a further investigation on this. And you're already seeing some of the stuff that we're giving you the foreshadowing starting to come to the fore, like Adam Schiff hiding documents. By the way, I was wrong. Adam Schiff was not hiding 36 documents. It was actually 53. So I apologize for that. Just like I said, yeah, the ventilator usage, and they were basically killing people in New York. Now doctors and nurses are coming out saying, yeah, that's the case. Saying that a month ago. Well, this is the next big story. What is going on at these hospitals that they're so motivated to get rich off coronavirus? What is going on with some of these hospitals? Are some of them private? Are some of them in the red? Have some of them been driven into the red because of this shutdown and now they're forced to take this and go along with it? So now we've got a whole nother slate of issues about this hospital funding and this COVID boondoggle that's just sitting out there.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality, storable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food. And most folks never were delivered their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So if you get your orders in right now, they can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump could turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, storable food, ready to get to you and your family now. If you get your orders in at InfoWarsStore.com. Globalism is all about making the nation state and the population itself obsolete, non-essential. That's why they position it with economic tariffs, taxes, and controls to where family farms and industry that's based in the United States has to shut down or be part of a large corporate conglomerate. That's part of making us obsolete so that as the
human world is phased out, they can simply look at us and say, because, again, you are non-essential. That's what the robots and all of this is about. It's about setting it up where we're no longer in charge of our lives. We can be told to stay in our houses. And after all, shut up. This world doesn't belong to people anyways. It belongs to the new AI gods, the rich elitists that have merged with machines. Yeah, that sounds completely insane, doesn't it? That's actually the public plan they're pushing. These people are completely psychotic and make Hitler look like a choir boy. Hiding in plain view, Politico, the Associated Press, you name it, admit that a half a billion people, extra 500 million, are now at the subsistence starvation level on top of all the millions already starving because of the global lockdown. That is hundreds of times worse than all the deaths in the world caused by COVID-19. And the very people that cooked it up and gave it to the Chi-Coms at the World Health Organization with Bill Gates involved are now the ones running the operation to shut down society, create a depression, and forcibly inoculate everybody. This is insane. Ladies and gentlemen, if they succeed, it's over. You need to get prepared now. You need to get high-quality, storable food now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And you need to get politically active and challenge this verbally everywhere. Big tech is trying to censor everyone right now and bully people into saying you can't even challenge verbally social distancing. This is beyond 1984. The tyranny of the dual order is here. Get prepared now and spread the word in the info war. You are the Paul Revere's. Look, the globalists are Satanists, all right? Lord Rothschild recently posed at a gallery of art worshiping the devil and praising Lucifer. You cannot make this up. They flaunt it in our face. That's what environmentalism is. It's about having an anti-human future and having people live in a subsistence, feudal, serf state. That's what they want. These people that have stolen the planet and are worth trillions of dollars do not want you having a good life. They know you're having fun. They know you have a great wife, a great husband, great children. They hate your guts. They are the most horrible, evil people on the planet. They openly fund racism, war, degeneracy, pedophilia, everything else. Imagine the most horrible thing in the universe and then imagine it doubled, tripled, quadrupled. And being gullible and being domesticated just makes them rise up and attack you harder. And they're the ones that launched this whole attack on the planet, and they are the enemy of humanity and need to be stood up against.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
Somebody needs to tell that announcer guy that it's the InfoWars War Room is raw. Okay? Thank you. Now, I've got Tom Papert coming up. I really want to take phone calls. I really need to hit this news. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to give out the phone number, hit this news, take some calls, get Tom Papert on, take some more calls. And then we're going to have a couple in studio guests, I think, actually, including Savannah Hernandez with a, well, let's just say, award ceremony that she wants to present to you here today. So all of that is coming up. So let me put out the phone number. We've been doing really well with first time callers. I hate to put that as kind of a thing again, because I feel like, you know, regular callers feel like they're getting skipped, but we've just been doing so well with first time callers when I say it. And it's just nice to get some new people tuned in and on the air here. But we'll see. And you can pretty much say it's the normal topics. But we've got the Democrats, again, folks, we told you this months ago, using DARPA-funded AI information warfare on the internet, specifically on social media. Adam Schiff, no, I was wrong yesterday. It wasn't 36 documents he was hiding. It's 53. Bill Gates says, no, we just have to kill the economy and any prosperity to protect ourselves from viruses. Well, then why even live? It's not living at all. Trump right again. New York City will use powerful ultraviolet lamps to kill coronavirus on subway. You got Washington Post and others, LA Times, trying to make the coronavirus, you know, quarantine normal and trendy. Got those stories. Texas SWAT teams pulling up with guns drawn. at Big Daddy Zane's in West Odessa, Texas. Crazy images from that. Stimulus package abuses, radical Democrats forcing shutdown, turning into snitches, and China going to the moon, militarizing the moon, and some other such stuff like Elon Musk. No, not his new kid, A Alpha 6 Niner Squadron 0.2 Red Dog Leader Code 9 Point Break. That's his new child's name. I'm not even kidding you. Something like that, at least. So it's the normal stuff. So if you want to call in on any of that, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. And again, Tom Papert coming up, Savan Hernandez coming up, and another special in-studio guest who you may recognize from yesterday. But let me just do this news blitz here. Axios Ipsos Coronavirus Index Week 8. So this is just like running polls, I guess. Second-guessing the death toll. Now, the funny thing is, here, let me just read from the top. Most Americans say they doubt the U.S. death count, but whether they think it's actually higher or lower depends on whether they're Democrats or Republicans. So, folks, you literally have Democrats thinking this is that everyone's dead. That's why they think you're going to die if you leave your house. And then Republican voters are saying, no, this is being way overinflated. And then, of course, there's the nagging you if you think that this is, in fact, here, again, let me just read. This may be the most jarring evidence to date about how deeply partisanship has infected our collective ability to trust institutional sources like the CDC and the WHO, who keep lying, and agree on science and facts. Oh, like global warming, which has been proven totally wrong. Oh, okay. Trust in government is abstract, but death counts are real. Yeah, but they're being falsely attributed. But see, it doesn't matter. It's all about selling you the coronavirus as trendy. It's all about selling you your slavery as trendy, selling you your fear as reasonable and justified. People whose primary news source is Fox News are most likely to say that the U.S. deaths attributed to the coronavirus are inflated. Oh, my. Oh, it's Fox News' fault. It's that darn Rush Limbaugh. It's that dang InfoWars at it again. Telling Americans to live free and not live in fear and giving them the truth while we're trying to scare you into slavery. And then it goes on. See, but you have to identify propaganda. For example, when it comes to the death toll, roughly one in three Americans across party lines say the numbers being attributed to the virus are probably about right. Folks, I'm amazed. I mean, see, like, journalism is dead in the sense that the average writer, like, doesn't even tell you where the story is happening or who's involved, doesn't even tell you full names, doesn't even write out acronyms. I mean, like, basic journalism writing practices is like, they don't even teach it anymore. But this is like either the most unbelievable conscious level propaganda or just like stable genius. They don't even realize it. You see what they did here? See, they say roughly one in three Americans across party lines say the numbers are right. Well, notice what they don't tell you there, because that's a positive thing. Like, oh, it's right. Like, we trust this. Well, wait, 33% of Americans? Folks, that means 2/3 of Americans don't believe the numbers at all. That's the line, not 1/3 say the numbers are right. You see, that's telling, oh, we're not being lied to. Oh, people are buying it. No, the reverse is, no, 2/3 of the country don't believe the numbers at all. That is newsworthy. But it's not even that you don't believe the numbers. They've been wrong. It's like we said 2 million would die. Okay, well, we hit 70,000 today, and that's with the spiked numbers. And then they say, well, only 1/3 of Americans believe that the numbers are right. Well, we know they've been amplifying the numbers. We know they're getting paid off to report COVID. I mean, but it's like shocking. It's like, my God. It's like Americans are informed. This is unbelievable. We cannot stand for this. The average American is now keen to our fake news hoaxes. The nerve. We censored them. But see, here comes the Chinese propaganda, which at this point isn't even Chinese propaganda. It's just anti-American propaganda. There's Chinese propaganda, which they willingly go with probably for financial reasons. And then there's anti-American propaganda, which they go with just because they hate your guts. For example, from the Washington Post. Americans widely oppose reopening most businesses. Yeah, you hate being free. You hate being free. The Washington Post, Americans hate being free. They love economic collapse in America. That's right. Don't you see what we've done here at the Washington Post? We've made you a happy slave. Americans widely oppose reopening most businesses. That is a lie. The Washington Post is fake news. I mean, it's... Try not to get angry, but I mean, this is... It's just, you know, them's fighting words. I don't know what else to say. Them's fighting words. That's like, I mean, seriously, if you showed up to a sporting event, let's say you're an athlete, and you show up with your team to the sporting event, and the referee or the announcer comes up to you and says, hey, your team doesn't want to play, and they don't want to win. And you're sitting there like you've been training with your team, like blood, sweat, and tears, like, you know, guys busted legs still playing. And you're like, what? And they're like, yeah, that's right. You didn't know? Your team doesn't even want to play, and they definitely don't want to win. And you're sitting here like, yeah, we do. That's the Washington Post. They're telling you, you don't want to win. Your team wants to lose. You've been sold out. You suck. That's anti-American propaganda from Dan Balls and Emily Guskin. And they're thanking their lucky stars every night that we live in the year 2020. Even though they hate the year 2020, they're lucky they're in the year 2020. And we all know why. Again, the Washington Post. Masks are here to say, or excuse me, masks are here to stay, and they're quickly becoming a way to express ourselves. Oh, it's so trendy. What did I tell you? They're going to turn this into trendiness, masks into trendiness. Ooh, wear your favorite sports team, your favorite this, your favorite color, a polka dot, a unicorn, a rainbow, a fish, a gay fish, a straight fish, a trans fish, a Trans Am. It's so trendy. So here's the Washington Post telling you, you don't want to be free. You're a loser. And by the way, you're going to be a good slave and wear that mask, and you're going to like it. Thanks, Washington Post.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars Store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
Triple eight two five three thirty one three nine. InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at 40% off at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing its potential, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with five other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run, it'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around, goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said, on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion and all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crises going on, get your storable food now.
Infowars.com/show.
All right, we've had an incredible response here on the phone lines from first-time callers, so I am not going to make you wait. We're going to go right to all these first-time callers. I hope I can get through all of you today, just lighting up the board. So, let's start then with Dan, first-time caller from South Dakota, where they're really pushing back against these illegal quarantine mandates. Dan, you're on the InfoWars War Room is Raw. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Sounds good. Hey, I just wanted to start by asking, I did notice that Band.video is hosted at Google. I don't know if that's a very good idea given the circumstances going on today.
Well, I'm not an IT guy. I don't know anything about that. So, I can maybe try to get more information about that. I'd probably have the same questions as you.
The only reason I bring it up is just because I know I've been a Linux systems engineer for about 5 years now, and I do know how managed service providers can alter websites at their will without the end user knowing about it. So just wanted to bring that up and really see if you guys ever, you guys ever considered managed service providers, alternative managed service providers.
You know, Dan, this is a tough one for me because believe me, how do I say this? Look, again, I'm just not involved in IT. I'm not an IT guy. I don't have all the answers. I wish I did. I know it's not perfect. You should probably be talking to them, but I know they're very busy as well. So if you just want to put out ideas or information, you can do that. But as far as like, you know, me responding, I just don't know. I just don't have the answers. I don't know what goes on over there.
Yeah, definitely understandable. And just wanted to give a shout out to you and just a thanks for everything that you guys are doing, doing a good job. So keep it up.
Well, thank you, Dan. I appreciate you calling in for the first time today out there in South Dakota. It's not often we hear from South Dakota. I wish we heard from South Dakota more, Dan. Thank you so much. All right, Evan in New York, another first time caller. Go ahead, Evan. Do we have Evan?
Yes, hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, hi. I'm a long-time listener. I love your show. I love what you guys do. I am actually in New York and Long Island. And basically, yeah, it's weird. It's everything's like everyone's wearing a mask everywhere. They're afraid to do anything. And what was it? I had some ideas that I wanted to get your guys' response on. And what was it? Okay, how you doing? What was it? I was curious. I know you guys are fronting with alternative medicine to an extent with all your products that you're selling. And I'm curious, like, why hasn't Trump, like, I was curious, I know he listens to this, if you were to put together a task force with alternative medicine in mind of people who are heads in those fields and try to find other alternative means to treat these diseases that may pop up from the globalists or from wherever they come from.
Yeah, I mean, this is a very complex question and issue. And unfortunately, my best response is just to kind of say, you know, at the end of the day, you have to make your own decisions and you have to do your own research and you have to decide what you want to do, you know, medically or what have you. Now, I will say we don't sell medicine or, you know, we don't prescribe medicine or anything like that. What we sell at InfoWarsStore.com are just supplements with naturally occurring vitamins and minerals that we know are good for you, good for your immune system, help keep you healthy and shape and all that good stuff, energized. And so we just sell supplements because we know that ultimately God has given us the cures for most ills just in nature. And so we just source it out in nature and then we just make supplements just to help you be able to sustain your own health with what God's given us. So, I mean, you can call it medicine, but you know, there's all weird, you know, with legal stuff. So we're not doctors. We're not prescribing medicine or anything like that. And believe me, behind the scenes, we're under attack like you can't even imagine. Now, as far as Trump is concerned, you know, I don't know what goes through Trump's head. Why he's still up there with Anthony Fauci and fake Dr. Birx is beyond me. Why we're still taking advice from these people and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the CDC and the WHO is beyond me. I can't comprehend it. You know, so that boggles my mind as much as it does yours, Evan.
Yeah, it's pretty mind-boggling for me.
And look, the president is out touting vaccines, now proud he is of the vaccines. Hey, fine, okay, fine. I'm not taking a vaccine.
What was it? The other thing I wanted to bring up to attention, I know you guys are probably aware of it. I heard Alex talk about it a lot. I kind of have an idea what he thinks about this. When it comes to the form of, I guess, what some would call psychedelics or psychedelic medicine, I was curious on if he or you had any views on if there's any kind of like, I guess white mad, any kind of, I guess it, in terms, white magic principles that could be used to benefit us. I mean, with all the research and science that's coming out with this stuff, like I'm a little bit surprised that this stuff it's gone mainstream a little bit. And, parts of the left are kind of capitalizing on this.
Well, I think actually, I think you're kind of convoluting here. Two separate things, and I can understand why you would, because they're kind of in the same realm, but they really are two separate things. When you talk about psychedelics and stuff, you know, that's more, and I did study some of this myself. Well, I guess I'm not talking about in practice, but, you know, I won't act like I wasn't on the field either, but more just because I studied psychology. And so it's well known, you know, what psilocybin or other things and mushrooms and stuff can do for psychological issues. But that's not even what we're dealing with here when we're talking about viruses and stuff. So it's really just a totally different realm. I mean, look, it's basic stuff, you know, going out in the sun, getting exercise, building your immune system. I guess that would be the quote unquote white magic you're talking about, which isn't magic at all. It's just, that's the real science and biology that they just won't tell you. So, you know, I'm not really sure psychedelics come into play here in this realm at all. That's a totally separate realm of health, if you want to call it that, or issues. That's psychologically based stuff. So, you know, you sound like a young guy though, Evan. And sound like you maybe were with a crowd. Are you a young guy?
I'm about 25. I'm a barber and I'm an herbalist. I went to school for herbal medicine in the city. Mm-hmm. And I only had a few days of work because I was out of work for a short period of time.
Here, you know what, though? Here, let me put it to you like this, because I want to squeeze another call, because I think I've kind of put it together now. So really, it's the same thing with hydroxychloroquine or chloroquine or whatever this stuff is. It's not going to be an answer for everyone, folks. Some people it could be deadly. Some people it could work perfectly. Same thing goes if you're experimenting with psychoactive drugs to try to cure some psychological disorder or something going on in your head or something. Some people it might work. Some people might have a terrible reaction to it. But what is the issue? The issue is big pharmaceutical companies can't make billions of dollars off marijuana. Big pharmaceutical companies can't make billions of dollars off of a mushroom fungus. Big pharmaceutical companies can't make billions of dollars off of hydroxychloroquine. That's why these things are never brought to the fold for an answer to anything. That's the heart of the issue here that we just struck. And so, when I boil these things down, totally separate issues, but that issue remains. And I don't think that's ever going to change, unfortunately. But maybe that's a silver lining to all of this. With the hospitals and all the corruption with the boondoggles and them getting paid off for reporting coronavirus, they may unwillingly, like, they may not even be having really any choice in the matter. It's kind of like that one nurse lady or doctor lady said, like, hey, I like my general manager, but our hospital's running in the red. We're broke. We're not allowed to do any surgeries. And we don't know what's going on. We don't even have testing kits. So we just say coronavirus. We get four times the funding. That's the only way for us to keep our head above water. Plus, we're told, hey, these are the symptoms, so report it for coronavirus. But again, oh, what are we coming in with? Vaccines. We gotta have the vaccines. So we research vaccines, and we spend billions researching vaccines, and then we spend billions giving you the vaccine, and then we force you to take the vaccine, and then you don't get to make any money or work or move about freely unless you take the vaccine. And oh, there it is. Big pharmaceutical wins. And Bill Gates sitting at the top, a total fraud, a globalist thug. You see, media tends to make out, you know, thugs and gangsters as tough guys, right? You know, the jaws, brawny men. Bill Gates is a chicken neck goblin thug, though. He is a globalist goblin thug.
And all of a sudden, the trap snaps, and you're inside. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, going back to the Magna Carta in 1215, of hard-fought basic human dignity and liberty, and believing that the individual was sovereign and had basic, unalienable rights, has been absolutely erased just in March. And the Communist Chinese have been our teachers, and Big Tech has been our controllers, and we're all being introduced now to the digital straitjacket that depends on us complying with it and depends on us all henpecking each other into submission. But for all of you out there that have decided to go along with this, mark your calendars down, and then in a few months, a few years, look at the world and remember, you did this. You were the prisoners. You were the slaves. You were the people that crouched down and licked the hand that fed you. As for me, give me liberty or give me death. BioPQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that we have in here. The very best forms of PQQ and CoQ10. And then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature that are known to supercharge it all. This is our best-selling overall formula. And I told listeners at the end of last year that we can't sell products at 50% off anymore because there's not enough markup in them to fund our operations. But because of what's happening and going on in the world right now, I really want everybody who hasn't used or tried or enjoyed the benefits of DNA Force Plus to have DNA Force Plus for yourself and your family. DNA Force Plus now, 50% off.
Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, let's take another first-time caller before we're joined by Tom Papert here. Let's go to Jonathan, first-time caller in Utah. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Hey, Owen, how's it going? So good to talk to you. Hey, I just wanted to touch on a few things. As you're aware, all these people that have been unemployed from this lockdown, now they're basically putting out recruitment ads and, you know, contact tracers, a.k.a., you know, Chinese government tactics of spying on your neighbor.
Yeah, now they're saying they're using, this is actually really creepy. They're saying they're using the Bluetooth technology on phones to measure if you're actually practicing social distancing, which is like, I mean, how do people, I just can't even imagine the real impact of this, the health impact, the society, civilization. I mean, it's just like, what? Like, you now know who's around me, how far they are, my heart rate, my body temperature, everything, all because of this thing in my pocket, folks. They got all of it. Because we carry this damn thing around in our pockets all day long. And now they literally have all of us. I mean, the damn thing is your probe device. I'm sorry. I'm not meaning to be ranting. It's just, it's like the more I read about this, the more I'm like, holy, they really have the chip on us, just not permanently yet.
Definitely. They definitely do. And also, I was definitely really impressed with the events you guys are putting on at the state capitol there in Austin. And I wanted to get an update on whether you guys plan to continue doing that or not. I know I was hearing your shows a couple weeks earlier and people were asking you to put on events and you were kind of saying events, you know, they're kind of don't mean anything unless, you know, people are angry. But then, you know, a couple days later,
let me respond to that. I don't have any of planned events coming up. I have one that I'm monitoring that I may be a part of coming up in a week or two. I won't say a date, but it's just some other stuff going on here in Texas. My whole thing is I would just rather have a rally here. We could do this every Saturday. I would rather send people back to work. I'd rather tell them to go open their business. Now, some of them don't have that option, I understand. But they are starting to reopen here in Texas. They're getting some pushback by some local mayors and some local judges and stuff. But you know, overall, I think the governor wants it to be reopened. Why we're seeing SWAT teams with guns pointed at protesters in Odessa is another story. But there's barely any coronavirus here. Okay. And so, you know, it just becomes like we can rally all day long, but you know, at what point do we just say, okay, no, we're going back to work. And so, I don't know. They're saying they're reopening Texas. So we'll see what happens. But like I said, some local jurisdictions are saying, nope, you're not allowed to be free.
I definitely agree. We need to reopen everything. My question is here. If we get pushback, like some of the, you know, more blue states have been getting as far as, you know, almost complete martial law, what do you think our next step is then? Because at that point, it's kind of like 1776 again, you know? I mean, we don't really have much of a choice at that point. Wouldn't you agree?
100%. 100%. And I think you look at what happened in Michigan. That is... you know, like a symptom. That's like, oh, you know, your throat starts to get scratchy. You're like, I may have a cough coming in. Oh, wow, our state capitol just got, you know, raided by citizens with their guns. That's a symptom. You're about to have a battle against tyranny. Now, so the judge has made her side. She's going to be a tyrant. Or excuse me, the governor, Wichner, she wants to be a tyrant. So she's put those individuals in that role. It's like you said, what choice do you have? You're either telling me to be a slave and sacrifice my prosperity and my future, or you're forcing me to say, come and take it. And so that's where we're at right now. Now, we haven't maybe reached that actual physical point of the manifest of this future, but the ball isn't, you know, it's rolling down.
Make a friend with death. It's a saying so old that no one knows who first said it. Every culture has their own way of memorializing that simple statement. But you don't want to make a friend of the death of civilization and the death of the human species. The moment of truth is now here. We are facing the post-human era. And I've been warning you for many years that they would use a global viral crisis to click, put us in the cage, and then roll out the robot takeover. This is just the beta test. China's moving out of beta and into operational control. In just a few years, we will be under full globalist control. Forced inoculations, total surveillance. And we're all being taught that we are obsolete. The term they use is non-essential. This is not some dystopian novel. This is reality. This is the New World Order. This is Satanism.
Second hour of the InfoWars War Room is raw. We've got plenty of callers still on the line, and now Tom Papert joining us from Wichita, Kansas, home of the Shockers. But not so many shockers when it comes to this whole Bill and Melinda Gates coronavirus connection, and so now your team at nationalfile.com has made another shocking, stunning, horrifying discovery about this team, alleged team, that Obama and Gates and Fauci have all been working with to get ready for this big coronavirus scandal, boondoggle, planned panic-demic to take all of our freedoms. So tell us about Dr. Carol Baker and the latest at nationalfile.com.
So Carol Baker, and thanks for having me on, Owen. Carol Baker, a doctor, I assume, is a seemingly nice older lady who in 2016 went on a televised or at least live streamed event and said flippantly that in order to improve vaccination numbers, well, we just need to get rid of all the white people in the United States. That'll solve everything. And it's not like she's just some loon saying this. No, she was on a panel. She worked for or at least in the Obama administration for the CDC, and she's been honored by Bill Gates. So what we've really got here, we know about the Fauci Bill Gates connection. We know about the scarf lady, Dr. Burke's Bill Gates connection. And now it's becoming prudent, I think, to go and look, well, who else is Bill Gates honoring? Who else is he shoveling his money at a breakneck speed? And it turns out you get this woman who, I mean, the flippancy in which she says it is really what's unbelievable. And you can see the clip on nationalfile.com, but she just straight up says it, you know, in Mexico and these other less developed countries, they actually have better vaccination rates. I mean, maybe we should just get rid of all the white people. Problem solved. So there's so much going on here, Owen. There's demographic replacement. They know that they can control these other populations because they're more prone to elect totalitarians in their own countries. And you've got the Bill Gates connection where we know Gates has his fingerprints all over this. You know, in the 1990s, Bill Gates had vulnerabilities in his computers that allowed them to have viruses. And then he got to sell an antivirus. And there's a lot of people scratching their heads and wondering if it's not a 20-year-old trick being played on us again.
I mean, you think about the dastardly notion of that, but I mean, if you run it successfully on a computer and then you want to control the world's population and manage it down to zero, well, then you figure, why not play the Pied Piper? I played it in the digital world on my operating systems. Why not do it in the real world with the human operating system? So Bill Gates is doing that now. And by the way, you also have the story at nationalfile.com with the video. Bill Gates claims we have to endure economic collapse to fight COVID-19. Again, Tom, you know, I try to measure my words here, but it's, you know, them fighting words. Like, you know, how many times do I have to sit here and have some punk come up to my face and spit in my eye before I, you know, shovel 6 feet of dirt over him? But so Bill Gates is telling us now, No. See, you have to suffer. You have to be poor. You have to live in desolation, isolation, poverty, and starvation so we can defeat this virus that I made. Hey, you know what, Bill? Go f*** yourself.
Well, it's very fascinating, Owen. We have this guy, Bill Gates, who, you know, he came from the tech world. He's a Harvard graduate. He's actually William Gates III. Not many people know that. He is 100% elite. He has billions of dollars. He's never going to have to go hungry a day in his life. And so he is a tech entrepreneur. He's an epidemiologist. And now he's also an economist. Bill Gates predicted. And by the way, this is a month old video. Nobody caught it. It just happened to come across my feed today. And I thought, my God.
Well, he's been doing so many damn TV interviews. You can't even keep up.
That's what it really is. All of these people, Fauci, Birx, Gates, they're loving their time on the small screen. They think that they're celebrities in all of this. They think that we're waiting for every word to come dripping out of their mouth. But Bill Gates, in this interview, within a 3-minute period, he says that nobody wants the economy to shut down, but we don't have a choice. This is on April 10th that he says this. Meanwhile, Owen, you know as well as I do, looking abroad, a country that I'm usually not a fan of, Sweden, never locked down. They're not putting their people in house arrest. They're not threatening jail time like the little goblin mayor of Chicago is. It's pretty much business as normal. They've closed some big gatherings. They've closed a couple museums, but pretty much daily life has continued. And it looks like they're going to have herd immunity there this month. And so when Bill Gates tells us from on high, you don't have a choice, you got to wonder, is this guy an idiot? Is he intentionally misleading us? Or is he going to make a bunch of money by misleading us?
No, see, you don't get it.
Nobody wants to shoot you. Nobody's got a gun to your head. Nobody wants to shoot you. What are you talking about? Look, nobody wants to shoot you, okay? You just need to do everything I say, okay? That's all. Nobody wants to shoot you. Nobody wants you to get hurt. Nobody's got a gun to your head. Nobody's pointing a gun at you, forcing you to do this. It's just, this is what has to happen, folks. So nobody's trying to shoot you. Nobody's got a gun pointed at your head. Nobody wants to see you get shot and killed. This is just what we have to do, folks, okay? So please, like, you know, stop with all these conspiracy theories. Nobody wants to shoot you. Nobody's pointing a gun right at your head, okay? So just calm down, folks. Nobody wants you to get shot, all right? Nobody's pointing a gun at you. Just relax. All right. Just do everything I say and it'll be just fine. All right, Tom, do you understand?
You know, Owen, the only thing that's missing is a
Tom?
Thick Italian accent.
Tom, you're not listening.
I understand.
All right. Now. Okay. Do you get it now? Nobody's threatening you. Okay. Nobody is threatening you. Do you understand?
I understand. Where do I get my unemployment?
All right. Good. Just be a good slave and just recognize nobody's threatening you right now. Okay. All right, now you may speak.
You know, Owen, the only thing that's missing is an Italian accent, because that's what we have. We have this guy who was bullied in high school, who is going around acting like he's Tony Soprano. Gee, it'd be a shame if something happened to this economy of yours. Maybe what if something happened to your grandmother? What would happen then? What do you think? What would you think about that if something bad happened to your grandma in the nursing home? He's using it's borderline mafia tactics here to bully the world now into locking themselves in a dungeon and throwing away the key until he comes and gives us the okay to walk outside. And it's been shocking to see how many people are going along with this, but I'm also very pleased with both the events you've done, your calls for people to open their businesses. I mean, I really don't think, just in my day-to-day life, I'm not seeing people put up with this anymore.
I was just going to ask you that. Let me get to that right now then. If you could put a number on it, because we've seen the polls and we've seen the news headlines, but you know what? You can't really take those at their face value. I like to go with the face value of your own life, your own reality. Tom, well, if you could put a percentage on it, just from your experience, people you're talking to and, you know, going around town and seeing, if you could put a percentage, what percentage of people want to see the shutdown continue versus are ready to get things reopened again?
You know, I want to say that the majority wanted to open, and I really believe deep down that that's the case. But I do see on certain social media, I follow some local groups here in Wichita, and we this week, you can now go get a burger and eat inside a McDonald's. Oh boy, you can go to a retail establishment to buy clothes. You still can't get a haircut. You still can't go to the bar. So it's starting to reopen in the state of Kansas. But there are people, seemingly a lot of them who are saying it's too soon, too fast. People will die. This is a mistake. And Owen, the only really comforting thing I can say about that is you look at their Facebook profile or Twitter profile or whatever it may be, and they fit the description of your average Karen. So I'm assuming these are the can I talk to your management types who are coming out and saying this is too soon. But when I walk outside, when I go to the store and the employees are no longer wearing their masks and people are just buying things like it's a normal Tuesday, that is very, very heartening. And I'm seeing more of that and less fear.
Well, actually, let's talk about that, because there's some breaking news about what you were just saying on the other side. My suspicion's totally confirmed. But in closing to this point, I mean, to me, Tom, like 80%, I would say, of the people I interact with and see, 80% are ready to get things reopened. Like, just, I mean, it's 20%. It's really, and it's not even 20% of thinking people. It's the 20% of America that hate Trump so much. I mean, if they thought that they could sacrifice themselves to get Trump out of office, or like sacrifice their loved one to get Trump out, they'd do it.
The lockdown is permanent dictatorship. The lockdown is designed to have the public accept their basic rights being suspended in a global medical tyranny led by the WHO and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in full control. Many will submit through fear. Others will be bought off. But in the end, the globalists admit they're building a post-human world. And now that we're inside the cage, it's going to move very, very quickly into its endgame. Submission to this is a form of living death and committing the next generation and our own generation to a living hell that cannot be imagined until you're actually experiencing this. This is your dignity, your soul, your future being torn inside out. This is a scientific dictatorship taking full control of humanity for its own selfish, disgusting power trip. 10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that they needed to get high-quality, storable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true, because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out, except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. When it got to the point that they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner, they stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They've got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So, this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out. It smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. ChillForce is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get ChillForce today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The InfoWars War Room is raw on this May 5th. Cinco de Mayo, by the way. I do have a story on that. But, you know, Tom was talking about something. I don't even know if he made this connection when he was saying it, but it was so intuitive because it's something that I've been talking about here on the War Room for a while, and now it's come out. And so you have to understand, when Tom is just sitting here talking about this subject, just free flowing, this is how the average American sees the world, folks. This is just the reality of the situation. No twist, no bent. And so I recognize, hey, when you're out on social media and you see all these anti-Trump accounts and all these weird, as Tom said, Karen accounts, fear-mongering, saying we have to shut down. I remember we broke stories about how you had fake nurses, fake people saying their dad died of coronavirus, all this fake stuff. And I've been saying this for a while, folks. I don't even think it's real. I don't think any of it's real. I don't think these are real people. I don't think these are real accounts. Are they bots? Are they AI-driven? What is really going on? That was just a natural hunch, a natural instinct. And, it's also kind of obvious to tell, folks. I mean, especially when you study psychology. But Tom, it's come out. Dems deploying DARPA-funded AI-driven information warfare tool to target pro-Trump accounts. Now, you've already had similar stories coming out actually weeks ago, but the development here is that it is Democrats, it is DARPA, and it is AI, and it's all being used right now to get Trump. And so, folks, you got to understand, comments on websites and Twitter accounts and Facebook accounts and all of this stuff, you don't even know what's real and what's fake. There is a high probability you are looking at a literal fake account. So just like they rigged the polls to say Biden's more popular than Trump. Yeah, right. Nobody believes that. But they rigged those polls and they put them out there. Just like they rigged their polls and rigged their news. Tom, they're actively rigging. I mean, I don't even know how to really explain this, Tom. I mean, maybe you can explain it better than me. They're actually rigging the optics, the spectrum, the digital waterfront. It's totally rigged. It's totally synthetic. They censor people they don't want on there. And then they, with all the people they've censored, let's say they've censored 1 million Trump supporters. They've brought in 1 million fake accounts that are not even real people, not even real accounts, just a bot net AI of accounts that are anti-Trump, anti-America. And then you see the comments, you see the links, you see them everywhere, and you think, oh, these are real people. This must be real. You're replying to them thinking this is real. And it's all fake. I mean, I don't even know. It's like a digital Truman Show. That's what it is. It's like a digital Truman Show. You're on the internet, you're on social media thinking, oh, this is real. This is organic. It's all fake. It's all a trap. It's all a prison. None of it's real. It's all synthetic.
You know, Owen, recently Gabe Newell, the guy who invented Steam, the big gaming platform, came out and said, we are closer to the Matrix than we've ever been before. People have no idea. And when you hear things like that, he's absolutely right. Because what have they done for the past 6 weeks? Well, we're all just on our phones all day. We're all on our computer all day. Everybody's sitting on their butt at home, plugged in to the Matrix. And then you find out that not only are they convincing us all that that's a healthy way, in fact, a heroic way to spend your time, not only that, we now find out that they're manipulating the information in the Matrix so you believe exactly what they want you to believe. So it doesn't surprise me, and we've seen these tactics before, but never at this level. I mean, everybody remembers in 2016, David Brock's Correct the Record thing, where he would pay interns, these little pimple-faced kids, that's what they called them in the Podesta emails, David Brock's army of virgins living in the basement. They would pay them to go to pro-Trump Facebook pages, Twitter accounts, even on message boards, and they would say, get them to break the consensus. They would get them to troll. They would get them to do anything they could to make the supporters of President Trump feel gaslighted. Like, we're the crazy ones. We're the crazy ones, Owen, for saying that we support Donald Trump. We're the crazy ones for saying that we want the lockdown to end so we can go back to work. The only difference is, and by the way, Russia did the same thing. They did it both for Trump and they did it for Bernie. And now we're seeing AI tools being used for the same exact purpose. I suppose it's a natural evolution. I only hope that just like in 2016, it's not going to work this time around either.
Well, I would say right now, the way it's set up, it's going to be even more effective. And so you really just have to wonder what the hell the president is doing. Because, I mean, at this point, and it's obviously an unprecedented issue here with the digital age and social media and free speech and where all this stuff kind of weighs out legally. But, I mean, my God, I mean, they're openly sabotaging truth and information. They're using government tools to do it. They're using Chinese tools to do it. I mean, look, you know, because I have people call in every day, are you anti-Trump now? And it's like, I'm not anti-Trump, but like, I'm also a realist. I mean, if they get away with all of this crap in Trump's first 4 years or his only 4 years, and then he's out of office, well, what do I get? I get nothing. I don't win. Nobody wins. America loses with this deal. So, yeah, hey, look, if the president is going after all the pedophiles and we're actually going after the deep state and there's all these sealed indictments, well, then that's great. And that'll be the history and we'll really maybe solve some serious problems. But if not, I mean, Tom, this is really, I just don't even know how to properly measure this. We're talking about the future generations using the internet, thinking it's organic, but it's totally synthetic. We're talking about future generations of just the world using the internet, but they're just in a Truman Show and they can never escape it because it's digital. I mean, it's just, it's haunting.
Well, Owen, it goes even further than that. I mean, we just saw the creepy witch later, Abramovich, come out with Microsoft and say, you're going to plug into a virtual reality. You don't even have to leave it. This is life now. It is all in your computer. It is all in your smartphone. You put on your goggles. Maybe eventually we'll put an implant in your brain like Elon Musk wants to do. And it's just all in the virtual realm. And not only, so we're going to live in this virtual realm and Marina Abramovich is going to be our mommy. It's all great. It's all wonderful. But not only that, we will have not only no access to real information, but there will be a plethora of fake human beings also there in the Matrix with us in this new digital realm that are spouting whatever the establishment, whatever Big Brother wants. I mean, this is truly, and I really believe this is all because they did not anticipate President Trump. Maybe they've neutered his presidency. Maybe they haven't. Like you, we're just going to have to wait and see. But after this has happened to their wonderful cabal that they've had going for so many years and it was all going the right way, we're going to own the world. After the years of waiting and plotting and planning and moving slowly, they had a setback. And I believe that they're going to go faster and harder than ever before. Even if they give President Trump another 4 years, that's a blip on the radar to these people. They're going to be here forever, and we have to win politically, peacefully against them, or else I'll see you in the Matrix, Owen.
Well, and look, we can sit here and wonder, and I mean, some people may not wonder, you know, are NPCs real? Like, are some of these people you see, are they even real people, like walking around the real world? Okay, well, maybe they're soulless, maybe they're not. Folks, if they do this and we go into this virtual reality and they have control over this DARPA AI, you'll literally be walking around, except it won't be Twitter. You'll be in the virtual reality talking to NPCs, talking to fake things, thinking they're real, being injected with propaganda.
The America that we've known and loved, the America that was the land of the free, home of the brave, is dying right now. And everything our enemies are doing is about domesticating us, shutting us down, and making us dependent on them. The food shortages have begun. The depression is going to be long and very, very serious. In fact, it's probably too late now to even turn back. Trump tried to stop it. But the mainstream media working with the Chi-Coms blocked it. That's why you and myself, everybody else, has to get prepared now. Do not wait. It's not about the virus. It's about the economic chaos that's going to be unleashed in the next 6 months to a year. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. They're available again, but for a limited time. The food supply is running out. There are major shortages. This is a globalist siege, a globalist lockdown, globalist terrorism. But we, the people, the patriots, have to be prepared. We've already been proven right about prepping so far. We'll get ready to be really proven right. Get your storable foods now at InfoWarsStore.com. Globalism is all about making the nation state and the population itself obsolete, non-essential. That's why they position it with economic tariffs, taxes, and controls to where family farms and industry that's based in the United States has to shut down or be part of a large corporate conglomerate. That's part of making us obsolete so that as the human world is phased out, they can simply look at us and say, because, again, you are non-essential. That's what the robots and all of this is about. It's about setting it up where we're no longer in charge of our lives. We can be told to stay in our houses. And after all, shut up. This world doesn't belong to people anyways. It belongs to the new AI gods, the rich elitists that have merged with machines. Yeah, that sounds completely insane, doesn't it? That's actually the public plan they're pushing. These people are completely psychotic and make Hitler look like a choir boy.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Look, the globalists are Satanists, all right? Lord Rothschild recently posed at a gallery of art worshiping the devil and praising Lucifer. You cannot make this up. They flaunt it in our face. That's what environmentalism is. It's about having an anti-human future and having people live in a subsistence, feudal, serf state. That's what they want. These people that have stolen the planet and are worth trillions of dollars do not want you having a good life. They know you're having fun. They know you have a great wife, a great husband, great children. They hate your guts. They are the most horrible, evil people on the planet. They openly fund racism, war, degeneracy, pedophilia, everything else. Imagine the most horrible thing in the universe and then imagine it doubled, tripled, quadrupled. And being gullible and being domesticated just makes them rise up and attack you harder. And they're the ones that launched this whole attack on the planet, and they are the enemy of humanity and need to be stood up against.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Listening to the sworn enemy of fake news. It's the War Room.
All right, Tom Papert with us. We're going to take a couple of phone calls here, and then a special in-studio guest is coming up. Let me just get one more take from Tom here on a series of stories that I think, Tom, really illustrate what we're dealing with here. So you've got real numbers, just real-time experience numbers. America's ready to reopen. They're not buying the death numbers. They're not buying the hysteria. They've seen the models were wrong. They're seeing the economy collapse. They're saying, no, it's time to get back to work, the economy back going. But there's the Washington Post to say, Americans are against reopening the economy. That's a lie. There's the Washington Post saying, masks are here to stay, but it's trendy. You can take that mask and, well, you know where you can stick it. And then there's the LA Times. Celebrate Cinco de Mayo with music and dance. Your quarantine must watch of the day. All about making it trendy. Like, ooh, I'm celebrating with tequila inside. I'm part of the cure. I'm a hero. So you're seeing this. I mean, it's just like, honestly, if the Wichita State Shockers basketball team, pretty good basketball program they got. If the old Wichita State with Tom Creed basketball Shockers won the NCAA Division I basketball championship, and then the team came home and the local Wichita paper said, Wichita State Soccer Shockers failed season. Wichita State Shockers basketball program loses again. Wichita State basketball coach a failure. But it's like they just won the championship. They have the trophy. They have the banner. I mean, that's what this is. The Washington Post, the New York Times, the LA Times, they're telling America, you're losing. You're dead. You suck. No one has your back. And it's all a lie.
You know, Owen, an important part of what you said was the fact that it's coming from the Washington Post. If there is one man out there right now who isn't involved in the vaccine world, doesn't pay off a bunch of doctors to repeat his propaganda, but is still making a fortune and wants this to go on forever, well, it's got to be that weird little guy who cheated on his wife and then gave him half his money over there at Amazon. I mean, that guy has to be loving this because everybody's sitting at home. People are drinking at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and doing their drunk Amazon orders on a Tuesday. I imagine this is the busiest time Amazon has ever had in the company's history. I mean, you try to order something on Amazon and you're supposed to get 2-day shipping. It ends up taking 3 weeks now because they're so backed up. And of course, Amazon's owner just so happens to be the guy that owns the Washington Post. So is there, but of course they claim there's no conflict of interest. They claim that he has no editorial say so, that it's totally separate. But we know now exactly how that works from Bloomberg's failed campaign when he basically forced his website to report exactly what he wanted them to. And they played all these games. We're not going to talk about Democrats. We'll only talk about Republicans. It was an entire joke. So I'm not surprised that the Washington Compost is desperately trying to keep this going on longer and longer and longer. And if you look at these corporate media outlets, they almost always have vested interests. That's why we call them the corporate media. They always have an owner. They always have a board. They always have an investor, somebody who's giving them money, which, by the way, and Owen, I know you and I know this, but to the viewers, that's part of what makes InfoWars, and I like to think National Files, so unique, is we don't have these corporate interests. We don't have hedge fund managers that give us money. We don't have any of this. We have you, the viewer and the listener, who either go to InfoWars store.com or spread the links to InfoWars or spread the links to nationalfile.com. We are only beholden to you and will only do what will make you a more knowledgeable, more well-rounded, more informed person. So it doesn't surprise me that the propaganda rags, in other words, are pushing this narrative. It is complete and total propaganda, but that's all we've gotten from them in really the last, I mean, especially the last 5 years, but you can go back the last 20, Owen.
Yeah, and I mean, look, the president savages these people, but I mean, I'd like to see it stepped up a level because headline today, New York City will use powerful ultraviolet lamps to kill coronavirus on subways and buses. Now, where are all those media reporters that were heckling the president for saying injecting sunlight? No, what he was saying was, we know that the sun can be a cure, the vitamin D. We know that ultraviolet light can also kill these viruses on the spot. But they act like you're an idiot and Trump's an idiot. But oh, the New York subway gets it and they're using the light to kill the virus in the subway stations. But, you know, how you can devastate these people more than they devastate themselves on a daily basis, I really don't know. I wish the president could figure it out, though. Let's take a call here from another first-time caller. Let's go to Joey. First-time caller in Vermont. Go ahead, Joey.
What's going on? How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Good, man. I'm calling from Vermont. I wanted to talk about two different things. The first one is the churches here. I go to a church called St. Francis, and it's the bishop who shut down the church and the masses in the diocese. And I couldn't find out by calling my parish priest if that was coordinated nationwide or not. They want us to believe that it wasn't, and that the bishop is just looking out for his people and all this other stuff. You won't question the bishop as to when we'll reopen Mass. So I find that kind of troublesome, and I'm really under the impression that, you know, somebody coordinated from the state with the church to get it shut down, because if the state directs that you can't have church, then that's a little bit of an issue, and, you know, people are going to do something about that. You know, it's the First Amendment.
Well, you'd have to look more into that for an answer, but I will just say this. You've seen that the Pope, you know, he wants the shutdown. He wants to see the shutdown continue, so I don't know if there's any influence there, but we do know that's going on inside the Catholic Church.
Yeah, I mean, everything's shady with them anyway, you know, but it is what it is, right? You know, I was just calling to find out, and I thought that was a really interesting kind of angle there.
Yeah, you'd have to look into what the state is saying about the shutdown as far as if you can go to church or not, and then you can decide, because if the state's saying, yeah, churches are closed or whatever, then it may not even matter what the bishop decided. But yes, the Pope, if the Pope is giving any influence or orders, it's to close churches and stay shut down.
Yeah, and I'm guessing that's really what happened, is it's coming from the Pope. I mean, that's always where it comes from in the church. I mean, it's always bottom down, and then, you know, it goes to the bishops, down to the monsignors, down to the priests.
Right, and, you know, obviously with the Catholic Church, it's a lot easier, you know, because there is a chain of command instead of, you know, a non-denominational church where it may just be, you know, a single pastor or something leading the whole thing. It's easier for him to say, no, we're going to open up, than it may be, you know, a Catholic institution to do so, which is what you're referring to, Joey. Thank you so much for the call. But, you know, Tom, you were talking about this, you know, in Kansas. What is the current church situation in Kansas?
So, of course, Owen, last time I was on, there were two lawsuits from two individual churches against the governor who said it's now illegal to go to church. Those two churches won so they could reopen. But now we were in this phase one, which is a lot like a lockdown, except you can eat inside a McDonald's. Well, you can also go to church, kind of. So I can speak for my church, at least. They're closing every other pew. There is an attendance form that you have to fill out on the internet. And I talked to them about this. You know, why are you submitting to this? And they said straight up, well, Tom, you know, we don't like it either. It's a very conservative church. Family's been in it for three generations. They said, we don't like it either, but we know for a fact that if 102-year-old member of the congregation were to die of coronavirus, the media, the governor, the mayor, everybody would descend on this church like hell's own fury. And so a lot of these churches are scared. They're scared because they know that if they do what is perhaps the morally right thing and open and have worship, and something bad were to happen, which, you know, bad things happen every day, hate to say it, that it could potentially mean the end of that church. And I think that that's really emblematic of where we're at. Everybody wants this to be over. Everybody wants to go back to normal. We all realize at this point that most of us likely have herd immunity just because this virus spreads and people have no symptoms. But if we dare do it, Pritzker is going to come arrest you. The goblin from Chicago is going to arrest you. The media is going to be parked outside. It's going to be a giant circus, and it's going to fail.
But, you know, it's even more ridiculous that we're going along with this. It's like if you did a science experiment 100 times and got the same result, but then still went with not that result. It's like we've been out, folks. We've been to rallies. Like, we've been in mass congregations. Nothing happened. There was no spread. Why are we still acting like that's the case when we know it's not?
I'm not going to sit here and waste your time or my time and rattle off the successes InfoWars has had. If you're paying attention, you know what we've done together. But I'll tell you this. The technocrats are really upping their game, and they are trying to destroy all independent forms of media. They're trying to shutter and silence human resistance. So now is the time to understand that everything we've talked about has been proven accurate. Everything you warned your friends and family about has turned out to be true. So it's now that your credibility's way up. The power structure is going to silence those of us that they can. But it's up to all of us to not let them silence any of us. We have the power, but the sun is setting on humanity and setting on free speech. We have to make sure that we fight hard right now to make sure that long, dark night doesn't come. So be the polar bears you are.
Cobra is now in command of you and your family. Google and Facebook, as well as Apple, work closely with our organization, the HISCOR, to surveil your every movement with robot drones and other systems to ensure the safety of the public. Of course, it was I 12 years ago with Obama, who serves us well, and Fauci, who transferred the bioweapons to communist China so we could now release the weapon. But without the loving liberal media scaring you into submission and the corporate press worshipping corporations that shut down all access, as well as Blue City governors and mayors, we would never have been able to give you the depression that will destroy your future forever and starve the third world. Well done, American cowards.
One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
I looked, in January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June, and one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
Well, communist China wouldn't sign on to the carbon taxes that would cut their energy use by half. And the United States wouldn't sign on to it. So guess what happened? Along came COVID-19, and Bill Gates is celebrating, saying it's already cut your carbon footprint by half. And that means you're going to be poor now and under his control. And of course, with the medical tyranny comes the forced inoculations, a ink microchip that comes with the vaccine, and so much more. And Bill Gates admits that 700,000 people will get sick and die from it. So remember, folks, they're coming to hurt you and your family and destroy your basic rights. The same left that says kill babies all day long, women own their bodies, now say you don't own your body, and they're coming to forcibly inoculate you. And if you don't submit, you can't buy or sell or leave your home. Mark the beast. Oh, and guess what? Jeffrey Epstein and all these people hang out together with Bill Gates and are a bunch of dirty devil worshipers in your face. They hate you and your family.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
And now, to give his medical opinion on all the latest corona news, the resident medical professional of the War Room crew, the Doc.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Doc says this. I keep seeing that little chicken neck goblin Bill Gates going on national TV telling you need to sacrifice the economy. Well, the Doc says it's time for Bill Gates to know his role and shut his mouth. And that little computer geek nerd needs to get back behind the keyboard and shut the hell up. But there is a doctor-approved prescription for tyranny. That's 2 ounces of lead traveling at approximately 1,000 miles per hour through your candy skull. Now, the Doc has been reviewing some of the latest information coming out here. And it does turn out to be that the president was right. But the Doc isn't going to be sitting here waiting for the media to apologize, saying that, oh, the president wants to put light. Oh, the president said inject light. Well, now the New York subway system is going to be using ultraviolet light to kill coronavirus on subways and buses. And so the president is owed an apology here. And as the official health professional here from the War Room is raw, I will say this. If you think you're going to be all trendy with your little senorita and your margarita on Cinco de Mayo, dancing with queso at home because you think you're stopping yourself from the coronavirus? You take that bottle of tequila, you twist it sideways, and you chug the whole bottle because you got to be completely drunk to think that you're cool because you're afraid, and so you're in quarantine. Now, Tom Papert is with us. Tom, are you as upset as the doc is that these tyrants are telling us to lock down and Bill Gates says we have to suffer so he can sell us a vaccine?
Well, Doc, I do wonder, being a medical professional, how on earth is Bill Gates taking all of this role, this big role as the medical professional? It seems as though it's an insult to your profession to let this IT nerd turned antitrust criminal, turned philanthropist, turned eugenicist, turned epidemiologist, turned economist decide how we're going to run our country. What does the medical community make of this?
Well, I'd like to actually make a medical diagnosis right now. If you put a turkey vulture in a V-neck sweater and put it next to Bill Gates, I couldn't tell you the difference. I would have to do a DNA test. Now, Dr. Birx, you know, I don't know what this woman thinks she's doing up there, but I can replace Dr. Birx in a second. Just get me a mannequin and we'll switch the scarf up there every day and you won't know the difference. I don't know where she's getting all these scarves, but I'd like to test them for coronavirus.
I do have to say, Doc, that it is hard to take you seriously without a scarf on. I thought that was part of the profession. You've got the lab coat. You have the Dr. Fauci glasses.
Wait a second. Where is Dr. Birx getting these scarves? Well, it doesn't matter where she's getting the scarves because I'm still not listening to her. She can put a scarf over her mouth. She can put a scarf over her hair. She can put a scarf over her mannequin. The doc isn't listening to the scarf lady, the fake doctor. Who signed, I want to see fake Dr. Birx's medical history right now. The doc has an entire cabinet of awards that I've received. I've saved thousands. In fact, before I came in here, there was a big event in the middle of the ocean. I saved thousands of dolphins. Thousands of children were swimming and drowning. I saved every single one of them. And then I swam 500 miles to be here.
So, Doc, do you have a medical license? Because as we know, Dr. Birx, though many scarves, likely from China, that's where silk is made, she does not have a current medical license. Is that normal?
I think the problem is, I met Dr. Birx once, actually, and I said, Doc, I'm going to need to see your diploma and your medical files to prove who you are. Well, she put them down on the table for me, and I folded them nicely in half, and I twisted them at a 90-degree angle. And then I shoved them straight down her obnoxious mouth and told her to know her role and shut her mouth. And just like a mannequin, I don't want to hear a word from that scarf doctor. So her medical history is missing. I think she ate it. But it's tough out there, you know. There is a quarantine and people are starving to death. So Dr. Scarf had to eat her own medical records to stop from starving to death. It's her own fault.
Doc, how do we convince the normal doctors or the abnormal doctors of the world to listen to the real medical community here on The War Room is Raw?
Here's the problem. The mainstream media is not giving the real doctors the platform that they deserve. And so people have to go out and they have to get the videos of the doctors saying we can't do this quarantine anymore. They have to get the videos of the doctors and the nurses saying that the hospitals are making a bunch of money off of this. And so that's the real deal, because the mainstream news is never going to stop lying to the people. Okay? The mainstream news is never going to stop lying to the people. So it's up to we the people to take the real information and make sure it gets disseminated. And I will just say this. For every vaccine that Bill Gates wants to dole out, I think he should take one for himself too.
Doc, I do have to ask, I mean, as a private practice, a pediatrician, a respiratory specialist, and dolphin doctor, what do you make of these people like Fauci, who spend their entire lives, it seems, their entire medical careers, working in government?
Well, in the medical profession and in med school, we had nicknames for people like this. I can't say on air, but let's just say they were grabbers, gropers, and they were spending a lot of their time underneath bars and beds, and so I'm not sure how much they really studied. You know, you look at a Dr. Birx, she knows a lot about a scarf. You look at a Dr. Fauci, and you really don't know what he knows about anything other than looking like a weasel human. And so I would just say, you know, the zoos are going to be opening up soon, and I think we should stick Dr. Anthony Fauci in his natural habitat with the rest of the weasels. There's a nice cage they have, plenty of room to run around. Self-quarantine in your cage. You can dig a little hole, burrow with the rest of the weasels. But that's clearly the answer here. Dr. Fauci is not even human. He is a man weasel, maybe even a chimera weasel out of China, sent here to bring us medical tyranny. I think we should send Dr. Fauci back where he belongs, in the weasel farm.
So Doc, I know we're out of time, and I know that I keep asking you these questions, but you just have a wealth of knowledge. Dr. Fauci recently said that while there's going to be no sports, if you want to meet a nice young man on Grindr and have a hookup in the middle of the pandemic, that is completely A-OK. Do you join him in giving the green light to Grindr gay hookups?
The doc says this. The only reason Dr. Fauci was telling you to get on Grindr to look for a hookup is because he is sitting on Grindr in between every damn television interview, swiping right, trying to get some tail. Okay. So just like that weasel nose, I mean, you know, look, folks, you know where that nose goes at night. Okay. It's not good. You know, they call people a brown nose. Well, they call him a brown nose for a different reason. Okay, so the only reason why Fauci is telling you to get on Grindr is because he's looking for some new tail to grind up on. It's sick. He's probably spreading corona.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality, storable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food. Most folks never were delivered their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So if you get your orders in right now, they can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again, because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump could turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, storable food, ready to get to you and your family now. If you get your orders in at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now that this UN global government, Chi-Com, Bill and Melinda Gates medical tyranny has seen how far they can push it, now we just lapped it up like poison. You know now they're going to launch more bio attacks that are even more hardcore. This early one, does kill people, but see, it's a virus Bill and Melinda Gates own. It's a virus that's novel from others, so they can give you a vaccine. You see, a regular cold or flu virus, you really can't do a vaccine for because it's always mutating. But see, because this is a chimera and lab-made, they can have a speciality. So it's a whole giant franchise. They get filthy rich off of it. They get to surveil everybody. Everybody gets to become a suspect. And now when you even have low numbers of death, it doesn't matter because they make a huge spectacle out of it. And you watch next year with the flu, it'll even be bigger as well. This is what they've done to us because we're a bunch of domesticated idiots.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Doc is still gracing your airwaves for another segment. You're welcome. You may have heard that Adam Schiff woke up today with some neck pain. Well, that's because last night the doc paid that pencil-necked, bug-eyed freak a visit. You see, the doc learned that Adam Schiff has been hiding documents. And so the doc wanted to know what was in the documents that pencil-necked, bug-eyed freak Schiff was hiding. And so the doc showed up at Adam Schiff's dwelling and said, "Hey, listen, you bug-eyed turkey, show me those documents." He said, "Oh, doc, I don't know. I lost them. Where are they? I don't know." I said, whoa, calm down. Calm down. I'll help you find them. "Oh, but doc, I don't even know where to start looking, doc." Well, the doc knows where to start looking. So the doc took Adam Schiff's pea head and candy shell skull and he twisted it sideways. And then he twisted up old Adam Schiff up like a pretzel. And then he stuck his head right up his candy ass and said, "Did you find the documents up there?" And so now Adam Schiff has a bit of a neck problem today. But he still hasn't found the documents. So we may have to pay him another visit. And maybe he'll be able to find them. But it's got to be tough. It's got to be tough being Adam Schiff. Losing everything, losing your mind, losing your dignity, losing your documents. By the way, when I stuffed his head up there to look for the documents, he had a hat on his head. He came out without the hat, so now he's lost his hat. And so he may be getting that hat when he finally has a bowel movement. If aliens have bowel movements, I'm not fully studied on alien bowel behavior, but believe me, folks, the doc will get to the bottom of this now that aliens are among us and the government is saying all this. So the doc's going to get on this and don't worry. We'll fix Adam Schiff's neck and back issue as well. It's a tough gig. It's a tough gig, folks. By the way, Ilhan Omar says, "Here's what we need to make universal healthcare." Well, the doc says this: the only thing that needs to be universal is the death penalty for traitors. But you wouldn't end up on that list, would you, Ilhan? No, Ilhan loves America, doesn't she? Actually, the diagnosis is in, and Ilhan Omar is an anti-American traitor. But that's okay because the doc says we have a universal treatment for you. And it's cheap. And we'll even give you an option. In fact, the doc is a noble creature. And so, yes, while I say that universal health care for traitors of America is the death penalty, and we will give you that universal health care, the doc is not a tyrant. And so I will give you options. And so if you commit treason against this country, you will die, but we'll give you an option. You can either walk off a cliff or jump off a high building. It's one option. Two options. You can take the electric chair. We'll find a rope and a tree. We don't care, but that's your universal health care.
And I'm here to tell you, I don't need you to thank me and tell me I've done a good job. I've done nothing but my duty. I discovered a bunch of bloodthirsty scum coming after innocent people, and I've been fighting them for 13 years, and I'll never stop while I'm drawing breath.
For 26 years, Alex Jones and InfoWars have been sounding the alarm for patriots worldwide, waking people up to the New World Order. Bohemian Grove, the American deep state, the rise of communist China, the plan for global depopulation, and global elite pedophiles who prey off of our young. The enemy has done their best to destroy us, but because of your support, our fight continues. Join us, support the InfoWar, and together we will slay the dragon.
Keep fighting, Alex, you're the gladiator.
Good. I mean, I love when we have these ideas for projects and then we get on air and nobody has a clue what's going on.
The actual news took precedent today. So
it's good radio.
My apologies.
What are you talking about? Doctors and nurses dancing on TikTok. That's real news.
My apologies to our frontline heroes.
Are you upset you missed the doc?
No, I'm really not.
No, don't lie. We all saw you. Mm-hmm. You were blushing a little bit. You became flush when you saw the doc.
Definitely.
You were upset he didn't say hello.
I really am.
He's very busy saving lives and whatnot.
When did this come to be? Like, when did this happen? You know, I was watching your show one minute and the next there's a doctor up.
Well, look, when the doc shows up, you give him the microphone. I mean, it's just what you do.
Obviously, naturally.
He's the health expert around here. All right, Savannah Hernandez is in studio with us. Action 7 News on band.video is where all of her great reports are filed. But, you know, we were going to come on here today and do this thing. And I guess, so you were working on a report. So what were you working on?
So there's currently a clip going viral on Twitter right now of a protest in Odessa, Texas. And basically, the local sheriff took a tank to go break up this protest. It was peaceful, but there were men who were open carrying, so they felt the need to bring a tank and hold the citizens at gunpoint. So I ended up getting to interview one of the people who was there. So that interview's up on band.video right now. And then I'm also going to be going to Odessa tomorrow to interview the bar owner who was arrested for opening up her bar early despite the coronavirus lockdown, and then also some of the gentlemen who were arrested as well.
So the bar and the Big Daddy Zane's, I believe it was called, both in Odessa?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is the bar.
Okay.
Yes.
Got you.
So the bar owner was arrested, and I'm not sure if the bar owner was arrested for opening up early or if it was for defending the Second Amendment protesters who were there as well. So we'll get to the bottom of that tomorrow. But We had a very special video that we were talking about yesterday putting together.
And No. We're going to do this in the next segment. Okay. We're going to do a deep tease here.
Okay.
We'll just give it a deep tease. Top 10 nurse TikTok videos coming up in the next segment. And so this is obviously very important because, you know, they've during this coronavirus outbreak, it's been such a tough time on nurses to one up the last TikTok video. You know, that's a lot of pressure.
It is.
And so, you know, for all that hard effort that the nurses on the front lines have you know, toiled over during this coronavirus.
Honestly, the fact that they're able to just dedicate their lives to making TikToks for us, even though they're on the front lines in the middle of a war and on the battlefield, we should really be very appreciative of that, to be quite honest. So if Americans could just take a minute to understand what these nurses are sacrificing to make these TikToks for us, that would be great.
So there's your moment of silence for all the great nurses sacrificing so much, putting it all on the line to create the greatest dance video. So we've got the top 10 coming up here soon. We've got Savannah Hernandez reporting on it's ridiculous. These guys are not threatening anybody. They show up at the bar just with their guns. It's constitutional. You have a Second Amendment right. And then they get guns pointed at them. I mean, and this is Texas?
Well, and one of the protesters who is actually a part of that organization, I got to interview her via FaceTime earlier today. So that's the interview that's up right now. And she goes into detail and in depth about the extent that the bar owner went to make sure that they weren't breaking any laws, because you aren't allowed to have a firearm in the vicinity of anywhere with like alcohol because they have specific restrictions. So she actually called the TABC to make sure that the men were standing outside of the, I guess, limits of that area, so they weren't breaking any laws, but they still came and they still, again, brought the tank, held the citizens at gunpoint, and they had a police conference today where they were talking about why they tried to use so much excessive force, and the police tried to use the excuse that they didn't know what type of guns that the men had. But when they were doing the press conference today, sorry, I explained that kind of bad, they said during today that they don't know the type of guns, but they had confiscated them yesterday. So they're aware of the type of guns that the men had, and they're basically trying to cover up for the fact that they use excessive force and it's not working. So again, we're going to be there tomorrow to get all of those interviews because, again, you know, we've seen this in California, we've seen this in Michigan, the excessive use of governmental force to hamper people down and make sure that their voices are not being heard and they're staying inside and they're scared.
By the way, we're gonna take your calls. We've got a lot of people on the line. We will take your calls with Savannah Hernandez before we're off air. By the way, though, it's now coming out. I mean, we could go back and find the tape. Just, you know, InfoWars, next month's news today. Wendy's is going to be the first among many fast food restaurants to stop serving beef. So, who told you that was coming? I don't know. Probably wasn't InfoWars, though. You probably didn't hear it here before or anywhere else. And so I hope that's not a trend. I will say that the orders that the freight industry is picking up is starting to get back to normal, but there is going to be a lull for about the next month or so before it gets back up to normal. But they are starting to get normal orders in. And so that's why these Democrat governors and mayors are fighting so hard, because they know this is like the breaking point right now. If they can hold us out in this lockdown shutdown for another 2 weeks, it's going to be so devastating on the economy that you can't recover. It doesn't mean we can't get back to some semblance of normal, but you cannot. People's lives are going to be different. They're going to have to rethink their finances, their business interests, and all of that stuff. But we can still kind of beat that if we just reopen now, get back to normal, and force the economy to kind of jet start itself. I mean, folks, the truckers will work 36 straight hours. I mean, they'll deliver the freight. And the logistics companies and the freight shipping companies, they'll work around the clock too to get it done. So that's not the problem. It's the fact that they don't know if they're going to be getting orders in their next round, because they still don't know if they can reopen. So that's why Wendy's is like, yeah, we're not serving burgers. They quit ordering meat because it's just a mystery. They don't know. When are we going to be reopened? When is it going to be normal again? So you just get back to normal again, and then you force the hand. But that's why the Democrats are so desperate to stop it right now. All right, but when we come back, we will do the top 10 videos. Before we go to break, though, so Savannah, you're going to be in Odessa covering this story where the innocent civilians get guns pointed at them by armored tanks. I mean, literally, they're standing in top of a turret with a rifle pointed at citizens, folks. I mean, that's criminal. I mean, I can't even believe this is going on. So how dare you open up your business? And so that's kind of the great work that Savannah Hernandez does, and it's the great work that InfoWars here is doing, and it's all thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Remember, InfoWarsStore.com, big specials going on right now. We've got a discount Super Male Vitality back in stock. I know that I have just gotten back into the weight room. I like taking Super Male Vitality as kind of just a energy booster, just a consistent energy booster, drive booster every day. 35% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't forget about the Survival Shield X2. 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Krill oil, the ultimate krill oil, back in stock. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Everyone else is out of hand sanitizer, or they're jacking up the price on hand sanitizer. Not at InfoWarsStore.com. We're actually cutting our price on hand sanitizer. 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. It's been an incredible journey here at InfoWars. You've seen the expansion despite the censorship. It's all thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. When we come back, top 10 nurse TikTok videos, truly highlighting the great work of our nurses during this pandemic.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
Triple eight two five three thirty one three nine. InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. It's the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run, it'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around, what goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said, on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crises going on, get your storable food now.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing, they're cutting edge, you love them, I love them, and they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation, it's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out. It smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
How do you put a people under house arrest? How do you put them under siege?
Well, you tell them you're protecting them from a virus that you yourself cooked up with the globalist deep state and then had China release to then take down the populist president and those pesky American people that have become too uppity. Bill Maher even admitted it. Man, I hope we have a depression. And now they've tailored the whole thing where the big corporations and the media are going to keep the country closed along with the help of the blue cities and blue states all the time, blaming Trump and capitalism and Americanism for the depression it creates. If America is that stupid, we deserve what happens to us. But as for me, I'm not sitting here and I'm not taking it. It's all the nanny state and the peer pressure that they're the good people keeping everybody safe. But that's not what they're doing. They are pulling America up by its roots and irrevocably damaging our savings, our health, our whole world, and committing millions of third world people to death.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back to the InfoWars War Room. Is Raw Savannah Hernandez in studio, and she just gave me some breaking news to me that I want to start breaking things, but I'm going to withhold, and we'll talk about that in the next segment and take the rest of these calls, I promise. But first, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we have told you about the heroic acts by nurses in America during this pandemic to entertain us with their amazing dance routines. And so we now give you the top 10 coronavirus nurse TikTok videos here on the InfoWars Roll Room. Fire the reel. Number 10 here. Line dance in a hallway here. This is a little less organized here on this one.
See, and I like this clip because you think it's like five nurses and then they pan over and it's a whole nother hallway.
And look, they have people in wheelchairs, like with broken legs and stuff right in front of them, just watching them dance.
I would just like to point out how overrun this hospital is.
That's tough.
All right, we're on number 9 now.
Number 9. Whoa, I've never seen this.
So this is some classic Christina Aguilera, Genie in the Bottle. We've got
a full hazmat suit.
We have a dancing nurse here.
Oh.
Goes into a little.
That was weird.
Bottle of hand wipes. Somebody come get
her. This is the old stripper pole dance video there. That was very talented stuff. Took that from Cardi B's playbook. Number 7. Oh, yes.
We have our essential doctors, nurses walking into the ICU.
Just look at how powerful they are.
Into their overrun hospital.
So essential.
Straight into the COVID.
So essential. Number 6.
All right, so for our radio listeners, this is captioned with, "When you learn weight loss is a symptom of COVID-19.
And then they all shed their masks. Brilliant. Quarantine. All right, here's a bunch of people shaking their hips and washing their hands.
Now, this is a coronavirus workout video, Owen, clearly. So they're teaching us how to wash our hands.
Well, that's a nice one right
Very
there.
Very good. Very good.
This guy's got a double mask.
Hey, COVID-19, you don't scare us.
Well, you're dressed in a mask, so obviously it does. Oh my! Wow! Think about the scenes. I mean, they had to stage like 7 different scenes for this one.
You know, that whole clip is about 2 minutes long. We cut it short.
The Titanic remake.
Yep.
This is a classic, and I love how progressive they are with the lesbians at the front. You know, with the man pushing it.
You know, I heard there was a COVID patient on the other side of that camera taking that video.
Well, they had to rip a COVID patient out of that bed. We don't give a fuck about no what we don't give a fuck about. So they're making fun of themselves. That's pretty good.
So, yeah, they're like, okay, the healthcare workers do not care, and the rest of the world's freaking out about this virus. All right, number 2.
Oh, would you just look at me? I'm essential.
All right, I just feel like this perfectly exemplifies all nurses right now. It's just like, just look at me. We want attention, and that's what all these TikToks are about.
Why are they mostly women, too? I guess most nurses are women. That's why it is. All right, number 1. That was probably sexist. I apologize. Oh, this is my favorite. Classic. You know, I could watch this all day.
We got a dead COVID patient with the nurses dancing, using him as a prop. I like it. Very original. They don't give a damn about anyone's feelings.
Yeah.
They don't care if your family died from COVID. They're here for TikTok.
That's why I love it, because it's the flippant nature of not caring really about the coronavirus and really focusing on their TikTok content.
You know, so it was really hard to narrow these down to 10 because I found an Instagram account.
So many.
Plandemic_2020. And if you go on that Instagram account, there's so many TikToks of nurses. And actually, a lot of them are saying, we're not overrun. We're not running out of PPE. We're fine. This is overly exaggerated. We don't need to be wearing face masks. I've been getting furloughed. I don't have a job. I'm a doctor. I'm a nurse. The economy is being destroyed for what? So we're seeing more and more videos like that coming out. Of course, the ones that go viral are of the nurses who are crying and just are just so torn up because they had to watch COVID patients die in their arms. But of course, the doctors who are furloughed and are trying to get the truth out that, hey, these hospitals aren't overrun, they're buried. They never go viral.
Well, by the way, what I kind of learned from this, and I'm not trying to attack nurses, believe me, it's just what I learned is that nurses have been doing this for a while, and this whole thing about nurses not doing any work has been like an ongoing thing. Again, I'm not saying that's the case. It's just an ongoing narrative that you can go follow news. There was a story about a year ago about how all nurses do is play cards.
And can I just cut you off real quick and say that there was a TikTok that I was watching of this one nurse, and she said that she was a nurse in New Jersey and she was flown in there from Ohio, and she was shocked because some of the nurses just wouldn't come into work. They wouldn't give a reason why. They just weren't coming in. And she was like, as a nurse, I could never do this to my patients. I could never just not show up. So I don't understand these nurses that are doing that. So that's why there's a shortage up there and they're so overrun in New York, because my cousin was actually in Brooklyn when coronavirus was at its peak up there and everyone was scared to leave their house. And she said that, yeah, nurses just weren't showing up to work because they knew that they were understaffed and they couldn't help people because there was no one there. So they're like, well, I'm not going to come in then either.
Or they'll just use the old excuse, you know, I'm afraid of getting coronavirus, so I can't show up too. But again, I think it kind of became this whole phenomenon is that the nurses were using the coronavirus to get attention on their videos. They've been doing videos forever. Like, nurses have been doing TikTok videos and trendy videos and dance videos. Like, you can go back because when I was doing this originally, we saw videos from years ago that we didn't realize that were just nurses dancing. So I think it just kind of became this thing where nurses just wanted the most viral video. So they all realized, oh, use COVID-19 or coronavirus, and then everybody will watch. And then it became this thing where, oh, the hospitals are overwhelmed, but the nurses are all dancing on TikTok. And so in a weird way, I think an innocent kind of, you know, fun thing nurses do turned into like a red pill moment for people.
Well, and I think that there is a culture among nurses that we are seeing now where they feel underappreciated. They want their moment in the sun. They want people to know how hard they work. And they've used COVID-19 for that. And I mean, you see all these nurses who have parades going on. They're getting free McDonald's. They're really soaking all of this in. I have a friend on Instagram who's a nurse, and she took a picture with her huge face mask on. Or it was like a face shield. It wasn't even a mask. It was a shield. And so I messaged her and I said, hey, where are you at? She's in New Mexico. And I said, are you running out of PPE? Are you guys out of ventilators? Are you seeing mass deaths? And she was like, well, no, we're not overrun right now. And this was yesterday. But she said, we're not overrun right now. And I was like, well, didn't this virus already hit its peak? You know, as someone who has common sense, I'm kind of just putting two and two together. But I'm like, okay, well, you know, good job being a nurse on the front lines, even though you are working in a hospital in the exact same environments that you were before coronavirus hit.
There's less people there.
Yeah.
So she had the whole face mask on? She wears it in public?
Face shield. No, she was at the hospital working. She was on her shift with a face shield on because of coronavirus. But then again, like I said, I messaged her. She said that there was no overrun hospitals there. That's just what they're required to wear because there's a deadly virus that is actually currently circulating through this room. We're probably not going to be able to.
A ninja virus?
Yeah, honest to God. Like, Owen, I don't know how you keep coming into work. We've been at so many protests surrounded by thousands. How are we not dead?
Well, I've got the doc.
Is this the afterlife? Did we die?
By the way, oh my gosh. Where's my coronavirus patient?
Somebody call the doctor.
Crazy.
Good Lord. Yeah, what does the doctor say about this environment? Is it safe in here? I feel like there's a lot of microbes in the air.
So congratulations to all the nurses that made the top 10. Your work will not be underappreciated. You are true heroes.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that they needed to get high-quality, storable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out except My Patriot Supply because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. When it got to the point that they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner, they stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They've got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com. The lockdown is permanent dictatorship. The lockdown is designed to have the public accept their basic rights being suspended in a global medical tyranny led by the WHO and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in full control. Many will submit through fear. Others will be bought off. But in the end, the globalists admit they're building a post-human world. And now that we're inside the cage, it's going to move very, very quickly into its endgame. Submission to this is a form of living death and committing the next generation and our own generation to a living hell that cannot be imagined until you're actually experiencing this. This is your dignity, your soul, your future being torn inside out. This is a scientific dictatorship taking full control of humanity for its own selfish, disgusting power trip.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Make a friend with death. It's a saying so old that no one knows who first said it. Every culture has their own way of memorializing that simple statement. But you don't want to make a friend of the death of civilization and the death of the human species. The moment of truth is now here. We are facing the post-human era. And I've been warning you for many years that they would use a global viral crisis to click, put us in the cage, and then roll out the robot takeover. This is just the beta test. China's moving out of beta and into operational control. In just a few years, we will be under full globalist control. Forced inoculations, total surveillance, and we're all being taught that we are obsolete. The term they use is non-essential. This is not some dystopian novel. This is reality. This is the New World Order. This is Satanism.
Infowars.com/show.
This broadcast is not for the weak-minded.
It's the War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right. Last two segments of the Infowars War Room is raw. We still have some first-time callers on the line I want to get to. Do some other little news tidbits that I haven't got to yet, but we can do that a little bit later. First, let's go to another first-time caller, Tyler, first-time caller in California. Tyler, thank you for holding and calling in today. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Owen? You guys have been on fire today. I really appreciate what you guys are doing.
Thank you.
It's tough being over here behind enemy lines, surrounded by the mentally ill left and liberals. I just want to say, in regards to this COVID thing, liquor stores could be open. Churches, no, you don't need churches open. Even if you're sitting in your car and it's a drive-in service, it doesn't matter. Get your liquor, get your marijuana, you know, get dumbed down by SSRIs and trendy low IQ mumble rap music. That's okay. But, you know,
yeah, like everything that's like not good, you know, like fill your mind with poison, fill your body with poison, but, you know, don't go out to the beach. Don't go get sun. You know, don't go get a non-essential, you know, surgery or whatever.
Yeah. And
don't go pray to God. Yeah. You know, it's all bad.
You can't even go protest what's going on. You can't fight for your First Amendment. You know, our liberties are literally being taken away.
Oh, by the way, I'm so glad you said that because that reminds me. The lady in Dallas, Texas that opened up her, I guess she had a nail salon or something, and she opened it up. She just got sentenced to 7 days in jail. Now, look, I don't know this lady, okay? But, like, I want to go to that. I don't think she's in jail now, but it's like, I want to go to that jail and bust her out. I mean, that is ridiculous. 7 days in jail for opening your business? I mean, that's criminal. That judge needs to be thrown off the bench and arrested for issuing that. The officers that gave her a citation. I mean, this is out of control.
Complete authoritarianism. And, you know, since we're all locked in our houses, we can't go out and actually physically protest. We have to go online, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. They're all banning and censoring all these videos.
Yep, exactly.
Of doctors coming out saying you have a 0.03% chance of dying from this. You know, don't go swimming in the ocean because you might get bit by a shark.
Now, the latest numbers. Even with the elderly and pre-existing conditions, the morbidity rate or whatever the death rate is like 3%.
Yeah, I mean, there's doctors saying it's even less than that in California where I live. And
well, that's the overall. I mean, yeah, if you're healthy, like you're like a 0.001%. But even if you have a pre-existing condition, it's still very low. It's not 100%.
One of the main reasons I called in was because, you know, Facebook took over from MySpace, and there's really a monopoly as far as our First Amendment goes, because these are the only places we could express our opinion, use our First Amendment rights, and they're taking that away. And there's no competitors to these social media platforms. They literally have a monopoly on everything that is, you know, I mean, they haven't taken away our Second Amendment yet. So, I mean, at least we have that. But as far as the First Amendment goes, it's completely gone on these platforms. And it's really, it's very frustrating for me because I got banned on Facebook for posting the same message as you guys. You know, like, we're at war with China right now. This is a bioweapon from Wuhan, China. And, you know, our country's literally being bankrupted.
Yeah, and by the way, you know, folks, I don't know where this goes, but I mean, when you really just look at this on a raw, just informational perspective, I mean, folks, like what is going to happen between the United States and China? I mean, something has got to give at this point. And now you have murder hornets. Think about this. Yeah. You have China on the moon, making the moon basically a Death Star. Like their lunar military base, and now they're launching new experimental spacecraft and saying they're going into deep space and all this stuff. Meanwhile, we're all here picking our butts in quarantine. What an embarrassment. We should be the ones expanding into space. We should be the ones colonizing the moon. We should be the ones with experimental spacecraft. But no, China steals our rocket propulsion technology. China steals our nuclear fission technology. Oh, I'm sorry, Bill Clinton gave it to them. China steals everything from us, our intellectual property, everything. Then they collapse our economy, send us a virus. Now they've sent us murder hornets. Yeah, murder hornets. Who knows? They were probably the ones that started the fires in San Francisco. And so, but we're supposed to sit here. We sit here, pick our butts, watch Netflix as China takes over this planet and the rest of the galaxy while they make us sick, collapse our economy, and we have traitors within cheering the entire thing on. I am not advocating for a nuclear strike against China. I want to be very clear, but let me tell you this, folks. If you woke up and tomorrow a nuke went off in China and blew the hell out of the Chi-coms, okay, you have to understand that we are at war. China has launched a war on us. Now, we've had traitors within that are guilty of launching this war on us as well. The Clintons, the Bidens, all the others that allowed China to get our technology. So we've got traitors within. But again, folks, I'm not advocating. I don't want to see millions of Chinese people dead. I don't want to see that at all. Those are innocent people. They need to be freed. But when China is relentlessly attacking the world, just again, don't be surprised if there's a massive explosion in Wuhan, China, and millions of people die. I don't want to see it. I'm just saying, folks, this is the real deal. And that's how this is going to come. Just like, oh, the coronavirus happens, and then all of a sudden all this tyranny is here. Well, it'll be something else in China. It'll be, oh, wow, what just happened? The whole earth just shook. So I'm not advocating for that. I'm just saying. Anything else, Tyler?
I mean, you hit it right on the head, man. And the thing is Americans, most Americans, there are some Americans that really want to fight against this, but the majority, most Americans are busy on Amazon ordering their next, whatever purchase they're doing as they're drunk at 2 p.m., like you and Tom were talking about earlier on the show. And it's just really sad to see people just willingly give up their liberty. You know, Thomas or Benjamin Franklin, he said that if those who give up their liberty willingly for temporary safety, which is what we're doing, then you don't deserve liberty. You don't deserve safety at all. You know,
what you deserve is slavery, and that's exactly what they're bringing down on us. And China doesn't give a damn. So that's the key to all this, exactly, Tyler. You know what? Thank you for the call, Tyler. Here's what I want to do. I got another first-time caller I want to get to. But we've had a couple of their callers holding for a while that I'll go to. So let's go to Anthony in New York real quick. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hey, Owen and Savannah. Yeah. I really think the public is just ready to hear the truth already. Like, the petition on the White House website already has 494,000 signatures. Like, everyone knows the truth. Every comment about Bill Gates on his social media is attacking him for
like that's what I'm saying exactly. Like, look, let me be clear here. I'm not. I mean, folks, how do I phrase this? Like, it's like this: if Bill Gates just disappeared tomorrow, would anybody really be sad if we never heard from Bill Gates again? You know what I mean? Like, would anybody really shed a tear?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, And you guys have to see this video, too. If you type in Bill Gates MK Ultra on YouTube, it's literally a video of him supposedly from 1998. And he's just rocking back and forth like a complete psychopath. Like, and this is the guy leading the whole entire vaccine agenda and wants everyone to get vaccinated with a tainted vaccine. It's so evil.
It's unbelievable, man. It really is. And it's not like, I mean, when you think about strongman leaders, I mean, symbolism is real. Like, archaic stereotypes are real. I mean, folklore is real. And Bill Gates is the antithesis of everything that is a strong man, good man, honest man, leader. He's a chicken-necked, goblin, New World Order thug. Murdering thug.
It doesn't matter how hard I want to fight. If other human beings don't resonate with what I'm saying, if you don't spread the word, if you don't buy the products to fund our operation, the dog doesn't hunt. But you get that. You are patriots. You are people that live and work in the real world of a race, color, and creed that understand what's happening. And that's why when you call in and thank me for what I've done, it's really a sick joke. Thank you for what you've done. We're all in this together. We believe in the rights of the unborn. We believe in families. We believe in the right to self-defense. We believe in capitalism in America and Jesus Christ, number one. And we believe in free speech. And so the fact that you shop with us and the fact that you spread the word about what we're doing does everything in the world. That's why I salute you and I thank you continually, because the globalists thought they'd have this whole planet sewn up by now. They thought they'd be in charge. They thought they would have won, but they didn't count on you and I and others coming together. So God bless you all.
It was only 4 months ago that I warned President Trump and the American people that Cobra would never stand for you resisting our takeover. There is no limit to which we will not stoop to make you bow via the fear that is innate in your hearts. It was I, the leader of Cobra, that foresaw your inner cowardice and how much you would enjoy watching Netflix and wearing masks and gloves when you went out to feel all important like you were in a war. When the real target of Cobra was always the billions of people at the edge of starvation who are now dying at the tune of over a million people every 3 weeks. Cobra thanks you for what you've done. Continue the lockdowns while I depopulate the planet. Hail Cobra!
And all of a sudden, the trap snaps and you're inside. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, going back to the Magna Carta in 1215, of hard-fought basic human dignity and liberty, and believing that the individual was sovereign and had basic, unalienable rights, has been absolutely erased just in March. And the Communist Chinese have been our teachers, and Big Tech has been our controllers, and we're all being introduced now the digital straitjacket that depends on us complying with it and depends on us all henpecking each other into submission. But for all of you out there that have decided to go along with this, mark your calendars down, and then in a few months, a few years, look at the world and remember, you did this. You were the prisoners. You were the slaves. You were the people that crouched down and licked the hand that fed you. As for me, give me liberty or give me death. The America that we've known and loved, the America that was the land of the free, home of the brave, is dying right now. And everything our enemies are doing is about domesticating us, shutting us down, and making us dependent on them. The food shortages have begun. The depression is going to be long and very, very serious. In fact, it's probably too late now to even turn back. Trump tried to stop it, but the mainstream media working with the Chi-Coms blocked it. That's why you and myself, everybody else, has to get prepared now. Do not wait. It's not about the virus. It's about the economic chaos that's going to be unleashed in the next 6 months to a year. Get your high-quality, storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. They're available again, but for a limited time. The food supply is running out. There are major shortages. This is a globalist siege, a globalist lockdown, globalist terrorism. But we, the people, the patriots, have to be prepared. We've already been proven right about prepping so far. We'll get ready to be really proven right. Get your storable foods now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Final segment here of the InfoWars War Room is Raw, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you so much for joining us today, sharing those links, supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com, calling in the great crew, the great audience, all the great guests as well. I've pretty much hit all the news, but yes, ladies and gentlemen, the protests are continuing. What do we do about these police? Because look, I'm not anti-police per se, as far as the individual or the uniform is concerned. I'm anti-police state. I'm anti-totalitarianism. I'm anti-tyranny. I'm anti-police getting involved in your business. But I don't want to have a situation where it's like the police are our enemy. But I mean, my goodness, they're putting themselves in this position. And again, it's crazy, ladies and gentlemen. Police shot Mike Ramos in Austin, Texas. He had his hands in the air. They shot him. And then they killed him. This story has gotten no national media coverage at all. I'm stunned. And look, I'm sitting here kind of like on the fence, like, hey, look, you know, I don't think I truly believe that they could have dealt with Mike Ramos without killing him. But he didn't comply, and you can say whether he should or shouldn't have. And then once he got in the vehicle, they had to kill him. Because the whole theory goes, you know, it's a dangerous person in a vehicle. He could run someone over. He could speed out of the lot, hit someone crossing the street. So, you know, it's the same people that say, oh, don't leave your house for coronavirus. Well, I mean, that same measurement means you kill Mike Ramos because, you know, you got to protect other people. Just like you could spread the virus. Well, that guy sped off in his car. He could have run somebody over. So if your logic is true, you would apply that same logic. Now, most people don't even think logically. They just lick their finger and see which way the wind blows or just, you know, do whatever they're told or think whatever they're told. But it's amazing that that has gotten no national media attention. A guy with his hands in the air, unarmed, shot to death. I mean, forget the fact that I went there to cover it and literally got chased out by an angry mob that attacked the police officer, by the way. They should have all been arrested. And then they sit here and bitch and complain about the cops. They should have all been arrested that night. But then I have to sit here and I see cops arresting people for going to the beach, arresting people for taking a jog, arresting people for going to the park, arresting mothers for having their kids outside. And now people in California are going to the beach. And what are cops doing? Arresting them. An officer in Dallas arrests a woman for opening up her shop. Officers in Odessa show up to a bar with a damn tank with guns pointed at citizens. And so stories at Infowars.com. Crowd converges after cops threaten to arrest woman protesting beach closure. And, you know, I haven't seen the video, but the crew was saying it was basically what I was talking about yesterday, how one person stands up and then all of a sudden just the crowd converges. And that basically happened at the beach today. Just what are these cops doing, man? Like, what are these cops doing? And look at that hero woman. No mask. That flag is from InfoWarsStore.com. I'm dead serious. Guys, pull up that flag. I guarantee you she got that flag at InfoWarsStore.com. She may even be a regular audience member to the war room. It's raw. Because I've gotten that exact flag, the Bennington 76 flag. There it is. I've gotten that exact flag as a gift for my dad and other people. So I know that flag. Guys, go back to the video of the lady. Let's see. Is that the same flag? I can't tell if it's our flag or if she got it from a different site. But anyway, she's out on the beach. She gets arrested, and then everybody converges out on the beach. I mean, look at this. They have to stand on the boardwalk like stepping onto sand is a life-threatening scenario. Seriously, what in the hell are these cops doing, man? Even if you're a police officer and you really think this coronavirus is so bad, well, why are you harassing these people? Hold on, go back. Wait. Go back to that other part. I want to read that sign. There's Deanna Lorraine. We should probably get her on tomorrow. Suck it, clown boy. I told you we were bringing the Attitude Era back. I don't know if you heard me or not, but we're doing it. And, you know, Trump can take his role in this and he'll do whatever he wants. But we, the people, are bringing the Attitude Era back. And if you think you can shut us down, if you think you can censor us and take our rights and kill our country, you got another thing coming. I'm sorry. You know what? I meant to go to the caller. It's just, I saw that video and I just get so mad. I just can't believe what these cops are doing. It's just cops need to just, we need to get rid of all these police protocols and the war on drugs and minimum tickets and citations. Just get rid of all this garbage. Let the police serve and protect. Get them, stop them from harassing citizens. Okay. I mean, I could go on for days about this, honestly. Let me go to the first time caller, Rosa in Indiana. Go ahead, Rosa.
Ellen, how are you?
Good. Thank you.
I just had a couple of comments and a question, but, you know, as far as everything that's going on, I'm glad to see people are getting on petition on the White House and doing their signatures and everything. But what's really frustrating is I have talked to so many people, probably thousands of people, and nobody has ever heard of the Act of 1871. Not one. They didn't teach you that in school. They have no idea what it means. The Act of 1871 is when the District of Columbia became a corporation owned by a company called the City of London, LLC, which is owned by the Vatican. So how much?
Yeah, so wait, isn't it there's only three? Isn't it there's only three incorporated land like that, and it is D.C., London, and the Vatican?
Exactly. And Vatican owns us. In the Act of 1871, the company that bought out America is called the City of London, LLC. But who owns the City of London, LLC, is the Vatican. And that's been since 1871.
Let me just say this, too, because if people really want to go down this rabbit hole, because what Rosa is talking about is very real, and it's almost kind of just a surface-level thing. Folks, if you want to know why you have all of these domed Capitol buildings that look like the Vatican, she's telling you why. If you want to know why you have the Egyptian obelisk, and you want to know why D.C. is laid out like a pentagram and has all this stuff, and the monument to ISIS and all this stuff, it's all historical Illuminati symbolism, Freemason symbolism. Yes, the founding fathers were even involved in. They were for a free market and a free people, but they were involved in these Illuminati secret societies that weren't all about eugenics and death back then. They were kind of fighting it, saying, hey, everybody can be illuminated. We need self-government. But so again, talk about this Act of 1871 and what you want the people to know.
Well, basically, until we have that act abolished, there is no we the people. There's not even, our votes don't even count as who, they already know who they're pre-selecting as a president, and that comes through the Vatican. You can look it all up. People don't even know that we have two constitutions. Our original constitution before the Act of 1871 was called the United States Constitution the Constitution for the United States for America. And when they enabled the Act of 1871, that's when the Constitution was changed, the Constitution of the United States of America. But it used to be the Constitution for the United States for America. So we don't even technically have rights.
Well, we definitely don't have rights if we give them all away. Any rights we give away today, we will not have tomorrow. And so we can talk about the history and the importance of 1871 Act and all this other stuff. But at the end of the day, where we're at right now in history, we have a choice, Rosa. We have a choice to maintain whatever rights we can or give them all up to the government and never see them again.
And I'm with you. So this is where my question is. So if Trump technically has a boss that is the Pope, you know, how do we as a citizen stand up to have that 1871 act abolished? Because until we have that abolished, or the United Nations Participation Act, the UN Charter, if we have some of these laws actually abolished, we can get our freedoms and our liberties back. But right now, the United States is owned by a corporation. There is no we the people. I mean, we can fight, but I mean, look what they're doing.
No, I know. We're seeing it all break down. There's no doubt about it. And there's simple things that don't have to be convoluted and confusing to the average people that don't study history or know about the Act of 1871. Man, you start arresting some of these deep state traitors. You start stopping funding to the UN and stuff like that. We can really start to get self-government freedom back. But somebody's got to do it. We hope Trump does. Thanks for tuning in. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.